All here on the ranch. Cameron Yeoman taking on the Newton Eagles tonight here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Conroe ISD, Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley. And fortunately for us, Coach, we weren't riding the bus, so we're here at the ball game on time and on the air. We understand one of the chartered buses that was en route to the Woodlands tonight is lost, headed somewhere in the direction of Tomball, but they do have it straightened out, I understand, and they are on their way.
That's a shame. They're going to miss a good game.
They'll be here. Fortunately for us, though, we are where we're supposed to be tonight. Two teams tonight, Cameron Yeoman, Newton Eagles, very familiar with one another. And, of course, Coach, you had some up-close personal dealings with this matchup. And anytime it's Cameron and Newton, and you know, it seems like when you look at it, this will be the fifth meeting between the two. And it's always a deep playoff game. But it's one of those matchups, it seems like the Yeoman and the Eagles have played a whole lot more times than just the four previous meetings.
Well, like you said, it's deep in the playoffs, either the quarterfinals or the semifinals. And the significance of that ball game and having gotten that deep into the playoffs always makes it very significant. And here they both come in. What, undefeated, playing each other, yep. So it's going to have a familiar ring to it.
Both teams are 13-0, and have been, you know, 1, 2, or 3, and in almost every poll that you can imagine. These two teams were picked by all of the preseason summer football magazines that come out to be playing in late December, and it's lived up to the hype. These two teams have not really been tested in the playoffs. Newton just dominating teams on their way here, and the Yeoman really have not been tested in the three previous games either. Probably the closest would be last week with Hallettsville, and that was a game that the Yeoman really were in command of most of the night last week. The series dates back to 1974. You were on the sideline that night, Coach, as Newton advanced over the Yeoman. The only time these two teams have met, and Newton took the edge. And take us back in time to that one a little bit.
Well, we both felt like the winner of that game was going to have a real good shot at the state title. It was an evenly matched football game. It came down to the last 30-something seconds, and they kicked the 38-yard field goal, the first one they kicked all year. Hit the crossbar and went over, and it was sickening for us. It was one heck of a football game, and as it turned out, the winner of that game won the state championship.
And, of course, the two teams would meet again in 1981, and that was a storied game as well. Ended in a 28-28 tie, and lots of Yeoman fans remember the fourth down conversion on the pass to Oscar Riggins, and the Yeoman would go on to win that on penetrations in advance and beat Port Isabel the next week, and then Gilmer in the state championship.
But one of the things besides that fourth down was the fact that the Cameron Yeoman had first and goal on the two and did not dare score because they didn't want Newton and Byerly to get that football again. And so the game ended with us on the 2-yard line down there. So that was a heck of a battle also.
Two teams would meet again in 1987. It was not a quarterfinal matchup that time. The Yeoman would win that game 14-9 and then beat Corrigan Camden the next week in the quarterfinals before losing to Cuero in the state semifinals. And then, of course, 2 years ago, the Yeoman had their way with Newton in a night that the Yeoman and their high-powered offense really could do no wrong. They were up 28-0 at the end of the first quarter and would go on to win that game in grand fashion, scoring 70 points on the night. And Joe and I ran into some Newton fans on our way to the game tonight, as a matter of fact, and he said, you know, I know you probably saw the 82 points that we scored on Grandview. We weren't trying to do that. We weren't trying to score 70 on them the last time the two teams played either.
No, sometimes the ball gets to rolling and it just snowballs. The other team gets behind and starts doing some very unfamiliar things, and it just gets out of hand. Those things happen every once in a while. But I don't expect to see anything like that tonight. I can assure you of that.
Well, both teams sport very disciplined, quick athletic football teams, and we're in store for a good one tonight. Let's take a look. First of all, the thing that really stands out when you take a look at this team statistically is their offense. And they have a very explosive offensive attack. This morning on his radio show, Coach Rick Rhodes talked about their offense.
They base out of the wing tee, but they'll break that a lot. And a lot of times they'll go to a two tight end, two wide out set and operate out of the gun. But I think their comfort zone is in the wing tee. And they have been very, very explosive offensively. And the reason for it, I'd say 95% of it, boils down to two kids. That is their quarterback, Dale Dean, and their running back, Kevin Shorter. And those kids, they have outstanding speed. And once they get in the open, I don't know that anybody's going to catch them. And most times you're very, very fortunate to have one person on your team like that.
Yeah.
And they've got two, that are real playmakers. And it's going to be a real test for our defense. But those guys, like I said, they're certainly faster than anybody that we've played this year.
Kevin Shorter and DJ Dean, you hear Coach Rhodes talk about those two young men. And Shorter, let's take a look at Dean's numbers first. 984 yards on the ground on 77 carries. And then through the – he's also scored 19 touchdowns. 45 of 86 passing for just over 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns, and no interceptions. So they're good at taking care of the football. They haven't turned the ball over a whole lot either. That's been one of the strengths, obviously, of the Yeoman offense. And then you take a look at running back Kevin Shorter. He's a junior, 135 carries, 1,760 yards with 31 touchdowns, averaging, Coach, 13 yards a carry when he puts his hands on a football.
Well, knowing the wing tee and knowing Newton, the way they have run it for years, it's going to be a little different because they're going to hit the line of scrimmage very quickly. You don't have to maintain your blocks a whole lot. Just get a shoulder pad and a helmet on somebody and make sure that you get your back through the hole. And I have a feeling that's what we're going to see tonight. If you see them when they come out and they spread people out, they're trying to get your linebackers and your secondary spread out. So if they break that line of scrimmage, those fast guys don't have any competition. And so that's what mainly you're going to see them spread. Now, I don't expect them to throw the ball a lot. Of course, we could eat those words in a hurry, too. But I think they'll spread us out and then try to keep hitting that line of scrimmage with those real quick, fast backs. And it's going to be a test for our defense.
All right. They have another 1,000-yard rusher, Brandon Johnson. A little over 1,000 yards with 16 touchdowns on the season as well. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, Newton is loaded with the same kind of team speed. They like to gamble and send lots of different blitz packages. Again, from his radio show this morning, Coach Rick Rhodes, this time on the Newton defense.
They base out of a 5-1 look defensively, but they will get into a lot of different looks, and that's the big challenge for us this week. They've got some players now, 59, Zach Belcher plays nose guard for him, also plays some linebacker for him. Identifying where he is going to determine a lot of on how we block things tonight. And then they've got a really good middle linebacker, number 44, Corey Jenkins, that we've got to do a great job of taking care of. And then two linebackers / defensive ends, number 11 and number 15, both of those guys are big playmakers for them. It's going to be a big test for our offense, a big, big test. I don't know that – I think, Lago was very, very active up front, and this defense is very, very similar to them. They do a lot of things, and they can run very, very well.
Well, obviously, when you got a guy that plays nose tackle, and then he can also play linebacker.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And as I mentioned, in their secondary, number two is back there, and number three is back there, and those guys, are very, very fast, very, very good cover guys.
Let's break it down and translate. Very active defensively.
Means they're going to stunt probably a whole lot. Either the linemen are going to slant one way or the other. And the linebackers, somebody's going to be coming all the time. And when you have that, your offensive line has got to be solid, and your running back in the spread formation has got to be a good blocker, because there's going to be a linebacker somewhere that's going to get turned loose, and he's got to pick him up. Otherwise, all you can throw are the three-step drops. And I'm sure the Cameron Yeoman want to try to go deep. I don't know with all that speed back there how often we'll be going deep. But the fact that they're going to active means they're going to be coming after the quarterback.
And they do. You know, one of the things I noticed when I watched video on the Newton Eagles this week, I was impressed with their offense, certainly. I mean, the numbers that they've put up, they're averaging almost 400 yards a game on the ground. But watching their defense and the different kind of blitz packages they sent, especially against teams that run the spread, like Teague, who they played in the second round of the playoffs, they sent lots of different packages. And Coach Rhodes was very forthcoming with that information this morning. He said, look, we know they're going to be bringing the house tonight, and so, you know, we're going to have to be smart. And obviously it's going to be a key. Keaton Denio, a great blocker out of the backfield for the Yeoman. He's been nicked up a little bit with some ankle problems, and Coach Rhodes said this morning that he was ready to go. He'll have to be an active part of that offense
tonight. Oh, very much so. He's going to have to be. It'll either be a linebacker that gets turned loose up the middle because they've run some kind of a stunt with the lineman, a crossing stunt. Or he's going to have to be immediately looking, I think, to Jason's left, the side he likes to throw to, because there's going to be an outside linebacker or a defensive end coming from that side, and he's got to pick him up, because if nothing else, just don't let him get to the quarterback in a hurry.
All right, the numbers and the players that we'll hear, you heard Coach Rhodes talk about them. Corey Jenkins, inside linebacker, 153 tackles on the season, and six sacks to go along with that. He wears number 44, and watching him on film, he reminds you a lot of Samari Wright. Very physical. He's kind of everywhere on the field. And then you've got 11. That's Anthony Hadnott, who will line up at an outside linebacker at times, sometimes down in a stance at defensive end, 108 tackles for him. He's really the guy that they like to get pressure with. He's got 11 sacks on the year for the Eagles. And then Zach Belcher, we talked about him, the young man who will line up at nose, and then sometimes he's a linebacker. And a lot of times when he is a linebacker, he's going to be coming on an all-out blitz from that position as well. 107 tackles and two sacks for him. Talked about one of the big things that we talk about the Yeoman, and that's that defense, Coach, that has taken the ball an astounding 42 times from opponents this season, and that has certainly been a weapon. 35 takeaways, though, for this Newton Eagle defense, so they do a good job at taking the ball away, too.
Well, the article in the Temple paper this morning, the first thing that caught my eye was the fact that one of their running backs was talking about, we don't have to go a long ways. We don't have to drive the ball a long ways for touchdowns because our defense gets it to us in great field position. So that tells me that not only are they a stout defense, but they're making you turn the ball over. And when you do that against a very explosive offensive team, score is going to mount up.
Well, let's talk about those takeaways. This morning on his radio show, I talked to Coach Rick Rhodes about the Yo defense and their 42 takeaways.
That is just unbelievable, you know, and that's a stat that we keep throughout the year, that we're, you know, one of the first things we look at every Saturday is what was our takeaway ratio, what we gave up and what we got. And to have 42 on the year for our defense, I don't know, you know, I guess I could talk to Birdie. Birdie seems to know everything about Yeoman football, but I've got to believe that's the most in a year by defense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just almost an unbelievable number.
Well, and when you go back and you look at the ratio, Coach, I know at the end of district play, now I didn't keep up with the stats once the playoffs began. They've been pretty even as far as turnovers go in the three playoff games leading up to this one. But at one time, the Yeoman were plus 25 in that category, meaning they've taken it away 25 more times than they've given it away. And that's certainly one of your goals coming in, to be able to do things like that.
Oh, goodness, yes. And I'm with Coach Rhodes. That's just almost unheard of.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great defenses that don't give up many points, who have a number of shutouts. But when you have that many turnovers, you're bound to win.
Yes.
I mean, that's all there is to that.
Well, we're about 10 minutes away from kickoff here tonight as the Cameron Yeoman and the Newton Eagles get set to do battle here for a berth in the state title game next week. It's at Jerry's World, we call it, Cowboys Stadium, for a noon kickoff next Friday And, of course, the winner moving on to take on the winner of Wall and Dangerfield. They're playing tonight with a 7:30 kickoff at Waco ISD, and we'll keep you updated on those scores tonight as well. We're going to take another 60-second timeout, and we'll come back and get ready for football. 9:45 remaining until kickoff. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. Cameron.com.
The Butler Weldment Corporation in Cameron is a versatile steel fabrication and machining business with a 30-year tradition of quality and integrity. Committed to outstanding customer service, consistent product quality, and on-time delivery. Butler Weldment is proud to be a part of Cameron and stands behind the youth of the community. Good luck to Adam Carranza, Brandon Vargas, and Zach and Dylan Riola, and all of the Cameron Yeoman football team. Butler Weldment commends you on an outstanding football season.
Welcome back to Wood Forest Bank Stadium. It's Conroe ISD here in the Woodlands. Just click right down there, Coach, on your spreadsheet, and you should be good to go. All right, about 8 minutes away from kickoff here tonight as both teams getting ready to make their way out onto the field. Wind conditions a little breezy here tonight at Wood Forest Bank Stadium, but temperatures are in the lower 60s tonight. Should be ideal. And the and what do you know? There are a few Cameron folks that have made the trip down to the Woodlands for this one.
I'm telling you what, you open the gates at 6 o'clock, and the flood opens. The floodgates open up. Here they come. I mean, they're here early.
Well, Coach, we were here at about 5:30, I guess, and there were already Cameron folks lined up waiting to get in the gates here tonight as well. We want to say welcome to all of our Internet listeners. We have a lot of people around the country and maybe around the world that listen to Yeoman Football through the Internet, and I think we've got over 100 listeners already streamed in and listening to the ball game tonight as the Cameron Yeoman and the Newton Eagles get ready for this one. And much like a week ago, Coach, we talked about the little things that can swing a ball game, and they seem so big in these playoff games. The deeper you go, the later in December you play, the larger they are. And we saw the Yeoman able to overcome a couple of those things last week against Hallettsville. One of the things that stood out was a roughing the passer call, and then they score on the very next play. But the Yeoman were able to come right back and strike with that long 72-yard pass to Colton Shuffield. So give me your keys to a Yeoman win tonight, Coach.
Well, I guarantee you that both teams are going to be thinking the same thing, and that is as few mistakes as possible. Both teams are used to getting a lot of turnovers, or causing turnovers, either one, that you got to stay away from them. And those nagging penalties, you know, you don't care if it's the fourth play of the game or the third play of the third quarter, whatever it is, every penalty gets magnified when you get into the playoffs. Every yard that you give up of free yardage to the other team is magnified, because these two teams can put points on the board. They can strike, and you don't want to give them any advantage whatsoever.
All right, one of the things, obviously, that stands out about the Newton Eagles is their speed to the outside. But when you look at the Yeoman defense, not very many people have been able to run in the middle. And when that Yeo defense is able to string things outside to side, they've got pretty good quickness out there.
Well, that's true. And I'm not sure that we'll see a lot of stuff going to the outside. I was watching them warm up down here. And even the plays that appear like they're going to start to the outside, they have pulled guards. And when they start outside, they're cutting back inside. So I think they're going to try to rely a whole lot on their quickness, and it'll depend, again, on that defensive front seven.
All right, and angles, a big key tonight defensively.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back with the kickoff as the Yeoman and the Eagles have made their way out onto the field here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. 2 minutes, and it's Cameron Yeoman football next on the ranch.
Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron is always nearby when you need help and advice. And during December, they've got lots of great stocking stuffers in stock, plus some other great gift-giving ideas, too, like a DeWalt reciprocating saw, just $99.99, and save 10% on all Melissa and Doug products while they last. Anderle Lumber announces new winter hours, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, in Cameron.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Wood Forest Bank Stadium in Conroe, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman and the Newton Eagles butt heads here tonight for the right to advance to the state title game next week in Arlington. Ed Colley, Rob Reed, Jay Smitherman, good evening. And, well, the coach, this is going to be, you think, in one way it could be a shootout, and another way it could be a defensive battle.
It's going to be a heck of a football game, I can tell you that right now. All those little cliches about the kicking game and the penalties and
all
the turnovers,
tonight,
I'm telling you, it's all going to have an effect tonight.
Captain's meeting at midfield for the coin toss. Edgar Luna, along with Samari Wright, Dylan Raiola, and also for the Yeoman, that is Randall Lane, as the coin toss is taking place at midfield. The Cameron Yeoman, you know, heard one scenario where Newton will get the ball first regardless, because if they win the toss, they'll want to put the ball in the hands of their offense. If the Yeoman win it, they'll defer. I don't know.
I don't have any idea either. I guarantee you.
Early strategies. As the teams, again, are meeting at midfield, our coin toss tonight is brought to you by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas family since 1908. And the head ref there is showing the coin.
I'm Judge Tony Holland. I'm about Judge Steve Friedman.
And here is the coin toss. And let's see. It appears that Newton may have won the toss, getting the first look from the head ref. And we'll get that explanation.
Well, yeah, now we're going to see all that speculation.
see if that was right, huh?
That's correct.
Fifth time these two teams have met up in history. The Yeoman with a 2-1-1 edge in the series. The Yeoman will be defending the, I guess that is the south end zone. Newton wins the toss.
They wanted the ball.
And wanted the ball.
There they are.
There you go. One for one, Coach.
That's right.
So the Eagles will put their offense on the field first tonight, and they will be working into a 10 to 15 mile per hour south breeze to start the game.
So would you say that the Cameron Yeoman actually won that flip because they would have deferred anyhow?
Yeah.
So it didn't make any difference.
Yeah, they got their choice of which end zone.
That's correct.
So our national anthem tonight by the Yohai School Marching Band as teams line up along their respective sidelines for the colors to be released in the south end zone.
Would you please rise now as we remember the victims in the tragedy in Connecticut today with a moment of silence.
A moment of silence now being observed for the victims of the tragic shooting incident that occurred today in Connecticut.
Thank you.
Tonight's national anthem by the Yohai School award-winning, I might add.
Absolutely.
Yohai School the band
marching band.
Play our national anthem.
The fact that we don't pat our shoulder pads on the last few verses of the national anthem. We stand there in silent, solemn respect.
Well, it's funny the things that, that
probably,
we like.
I'd probably like it if we did it.
Yeah, you probably would.
We are moments away from our opening kickoff tonight as the Cameron Yeomen take on the Newton Eagles. Newton wins the toss. They elect to receive and will get the ball first. I lied about the way this field lies. I checked my compass on my iPhone, and it's east and west. And let's see, the Eagles will be moving from west to east into about a 10 to 15 mile per hour breeze as the Yeomen defend the east end zone here in the first quarter of play.
It'll be interesting to see how we decide to kick off, too, because I don't think we'll be kicking off deep to number three, deep behind.
1,700-yard rusher, 13 yards per carry offensively for Mr. Shorter, and he is back deep. His up back. I believe that's Rodney Elam.
Callum Foster.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I made it through security, by the way. I'm down here on the field.
All right.
You have credentials?
Yeah, well, they asked for them. Thought we were going to have a fight for a minute.
And this game is underway. Ebon boots it low, line drive angled almost to the end zone, but it goes out of bounds at the one-yard line. Pretty good idea there, Coach.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't going to go to number three. Yeah. I know that.
2 yards deeper, and it would have crossed the, inside the pylon and come out to the 25. But now the Eagles will have their choice. And our sideline mic continues to...
They're going
to
take it on the 30.
Act up. Yeah.
We got a problem?
Well, it cuts in and out.
No.
Along with all the crowd.
Let's see. They will take it at the 30, so it's an extra 5 yards, basically, by going out of bounds as Shorter, the dynamic running back, along with Brandon Johnson, another big running back for the Eagles. And the quarterback is Dale Dean. He goes under center with those two backs behind him and twins wide to the left. A man in motion, toss left side to Shorter. He cuts upfield across the 35 to the 38, a gain of 8 yards on a first down for the Eagles.
Well, he got acquainted with Samari Wright on that hit at the very end.
But not before it was an 8 yard, almost 9 yard pickup. And it's second down and a long yard now for the Eagles. They'll send twin receivers wide left again. Shorter in the backfield. As Dean goes under center, throws a pass out left side off the fingertips of Jace Thomas. And it's third down and short. Yeah, Dean just took the snap and a quick throw out to the left. Coach, that's marginal lateral pass. But, of course, it bounced off his fingertips and out of bounds.
That shows you the confidence they have. They were going to try that, see if it gets some big yardage. If not, they're getting ready to go get a first down right here.
They have a C-strunk. He comes wide to the right. Under center goes Dean. And he will hand off to the fullback, Johnson. He will not get it.
Randall Lane
says no way, meets him at the line of scrimmage, and it is fourth down and short. Now, Coach, how much confidence do you have?
Well, I think they gambled. The Cameron defense was there to take on the challenge. That was a heck of a play.
They are going for it, apparently, right here on fourth down and a yard from the 39. And Shorter in the backfield along with Johnson under center. Shorter gets the toss left side, and he will pick up the first, but he won't get much more than that. Maybe a yard. He gets two. He only needed one. Well, I guess we're in four down territory tonight, no matter where we're at.
Well, it appears that's true. Of course, that was just 1 yard or 2 yards. If it had been a little more than that, might have seen a punt.
First and 10 from the 42-yard line now of the Eagles. They will send twins wide to the right side. Two backs in the backfield as Dean goes under center. A man goes in motion, toss near side to Shorter. He is hit and falls forward to the 46-yard line for a gain of 4.
Tyler Sapp in there, guys. That's something we were talking about in the pregame show, Coach. Stringing that to the outside, not letting him have the corner, and the Yeoman can contain that way pretty well.
Yes, they can. Just as long as that safety coming up doesn't forget there's a wingback who can go deep.
Second down and 6 from the Eagle 41-yard line. Wide to the right comes Chase Maddox. Two backs, handoff up the middle to Johnson, and he is stacked up after a 2-yard gain.
I tell you what, they had an unbalanced line that time. When you count them split in on this side, they had three backs on this side, so they're trying to catch a yeoman out of position.
Third down, and we'll call it 5 from the 42-yard line. This time, Shorter and Johnson in the backfield. It is Maddox out wide to the right, and now Johnson goes into the wing left. He moves forward, and a flag.
Wow, they're moving.
Shorter just took a step toward the line of scrimmage after getting set, and it's going to back him up 5 yards.
Well, they came out. They have a strong set on this side with an end over, which is a split end on the side end of the tight end. Then they took their tailback and moved him up as a wing back. So they had something going, but one of them got to moving too early.
Big third down here as Seastrunk goes wide left. Two backs and two tight ends. Under center, Dean will keep it right up the middle. He is hit and rocked.
Samari Wright.
And the Eagles pick up a first down, but then in their next 3 downs, they gain a grand total of 2 yards. And now the punting unit comes on for the Eagles. Fourth down and 8. And Shorter
Mr. Everything, I guess. He's also their punter. He is back deep. And he'll take the snap and kick a high knuckler. And Tyler Sapp will fair catch it at the 20-yard line. So the Yeomen will get their first possession of the night. Forthcoming from the 21-yard line.
Anyone, he keeps punting that ball that high. I guarantee you there's not going to be any returns. Man.
No offense coming onto the field for the first time tonight. The Newton Eagles pick up one first down, but then were forced to punt in their opening possession of the game. The Yeomen will send twins to both sides, spreading the field from the far hash mark and moving from right to left, that is east to west, toward the clock end zone. And the handoff goes to Denio. He bounces outside and is hit and dropped after a short gain. We'll give him a yard.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be interesting. We talked about the games that they will play. They had man coverage on this side. They showed man coverage on the other side. Then they brought the guy up to bring the outside linebacker rushing. So we're going to see lots of schemes.
Trips come to the near side. One man wide right for the Yeomen. Denio in the backfield to the left, or to the left of Jason Capriva. Second down and nine for the Yeomen. Quick pass left side. That is caught by Sims. Cuts up field, is tripped up and dropped at the 24. That is just a short gain of about 2 yards. Looked like he was going to get more than that, but they'll mark it down at the 24, and it's third down and seven. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson or Sarah Young, your Farm Bureau agents in Cameron. Trips go wide right. That is the wide side of the field for the Yeomen. Sheffield alone wide to the near side. Third down and seven. Capriva wants to throw, and it's incomplete, intended for Zach Feltz on the little bubble screen, and it's fourth down to the Yeomen.
Well, they had that one pretty well diagnosed. Outside linebacker broke right into the middle of that screen. So, like I said, we're going to see lots of schemes from their secondary.
Dale Dean back to receive the punt as the Yo punting team is on a three and out in their opening possession. Coach, that's exactly what happened last week against Hallettsville.
Yep.
And then they turned it on.
Well, I'm hoping he's not going to punt the ball to him. There's a single safety back here. Capriva's kicked it away from him most of the time.
It's just a low end over end, and we've got coverage down there, and it's going to roll. Take a great Yeoman bounce. Smart punt, great result. Rolls down to the 24-yard line with no return.
When you put one safety back, there's a lot of green grass, and I guarantee you, that ball hits this artificial turf, it's going to roll.
So the Eagles will start their second possession of the night from the 24-yard line. Picking up about 13 or 14 yards of offense in their first possession. And they will go with two tight ends and two backs. Under center goes Dean. He will hand off to Shorter left side. Shorter is twisting outside the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of seven. Coach, you remember Anthony Byerly?
I do remember him.
81 star running back for Newton. And Shorter reminds me a lot of him.
He's built like him.
It looks like you got him contained, but you look up and he's got 6 or 7 yards on the carry.
Well, he's rangy and he's strong and he twists a lot.
Same formation, toss left side to Shorter, and he's looking for a seam. This time he can't get it. Looked like there was a fumble, but
he fumbled this.
Yeah.
Edgar Luna.
And Savard.
He looks a lot alike, Fumble and Edgar.
A gain of maybe a couple. It's third down and two now for the Eagles. Again, a tight formation. Nobody spread out wide as Shorter now comes to the wing right. And the toss is left side to Johnson. He's hit at the line, breaks the tackle, and dives forward for the first down. Good second effort by Johnson. And it'll be just enough for a first down. Maybe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The thing about it is they don't have to pitch it back to the tailback. They can use that tailback as a wing. they'll pitch it back to Johnson at the fullback. So it's a they utilize this formation very well.
Under 6 minutes to play, first quarter, no score. Eagles with the ball, first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Coming wide to the right is Maddox. Wing left goes shorter. Johnson in the backfield. He'll get the handoff left side. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and driven out of bounds for a loss on the play.
Well, they took the tailback that time and walked him over as a wing back and then tried to sweep to that side, but the Yeoman would have none of it.
Credit Justin Pratt with the great play defensively for the Yeoman. A loss of a yard at second and 11. Second down and 11 from the 33-yard line. Glad to have you listening in by way of radio or internet. A lot of internet listeners online with us, almost 300 streaming our audio tonight.
Twins. Speaking of that, turn yourself up a little bit.
Twins come to the near side for the Eagles. They'll hand off to Johnson, and he's out to the races. Breaks it, and he is going to score. Touchdown, Eagles. A 67-yard run by Johnson off left guard. Long left tackle.
Kevin Shorter, number three, goes 66 yards to pick the first score.
Was that Shorter?
On the board.
I think that was Johnson.
In the first period.
Yeah, Shorter was a wide receiver.
That was Johnson.
It was Johnson on the carry.
And I'm going to tell you what. They blocked that play, and by the time he hit the secondary, it was over.
Here is the two-point conversion. Rolling right is Dean, and he will make it into the corner just barely, and it's 8-0 here.
Makes it 8-0.
The Eagles go five plays, and they go 676 yards, capped by that 67-yard Brandon Johnson run. The two-point conversion is good. And with 5:34 remaining in the first period of play, the Newton Eagles lead the Cameron Yeoman 8-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Denio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Wood Forest Bank Stadium, where the Newton Eagles have drawn first blood on their second possession of the night. They go 67 yards on a run by Brandon Johnson. And a two-point conversion, barely good, but it's worth two, and it's 8-0 Eagles.
Well, they set all their strength to the right side and then hit back to the weak side, pulled the guard, and kicked out. And I'm going to tell you that when Mr. Johnson was 5 yards deep, he was gone. He had broke through the secondary and was long gone.
Score update from the other semi-game. Dangerfield takes the opening drive. They go score and lead Wall 7-0.
Here is the ensuing kickoff by Shorter, and it's going to be low and short. It's going to be fielded on the first bounce by Christie. He will keep it around the right side, picks up a block. He's across the 30, the 40. He's up to the 45, midfield, and out of bounds all the way, but there's going to be a block in the back in the 20-yard line.
Yeah, way back there.
And, you know, sometimes I saw the block. It could have been marginal. It was sideways. But sometimes you see those blocks and they're away from the play and it wouldn't have mattered. This one probably did matter. It was a block that sprung that run.
Remember we talked in the pregame show about the penalties? Boy, that's a killer right there.
They will mark this ball off against the Yeoman back from the point of the foul, which is the 21-yard line. It will go to the 11-yard line. And the Yeoman will have a long field in front of them.
First and 10, Yeoman.
Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage from their own 11. They will send twins to both sides. It's Christie and Sheffield wide near side. Sims and Shelton wide right. Newton with a four-man front, not showing blitz. The handoff is to Keaton DeNio around the left side. Another flag as DeNio, and another flag at the end of the play. So we got a flag in the backfield. DeNio has run out of bounds at the 20, at the 16-yard line, a gain of five.
I'm afraid the one back there around the five-yard line is going to be against one of our offensive linemen for holding. And this may be a face mask out here.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the cause. So that would be offsetting, and they'd replay the down. We'll get the call from the ref here. Two offensive holds against the Yeoman. One in the backfield, one at the point of the tackle. And the Yeoman are self-destructing here.
Well, that's just two bad penalties. Back to back.
This will be half the distance to the goal, which will be the 5.5-yard line.
Do not want to make a mistake back down here, I can tell you that now.
First down and 15 for the Yeoman. Twins again go to both sides. The ball is dead between the hash marks. And the handoff is to Dio. He is hit at the line and dropped. He might have lost a yard. And right now, Coach, the trenches are being won by the Eagles.
Well, it's early. It's still early. Things are broken for the visiting Eagles, but it's still early in the ballgame. You just can't make a mistake down here.
Second down and 15 for the Yeoman. DeNio comes wide left in the slot receiver, setting up three receivers to the near side. Twins to the far side. Capriva alone in the backfield. Stands at his end zone. Takes the snap. He is going to be sacked in the end zone for a safety.
Can't tell you.
No, there's a flag down at the point of the tackle. It looked like Capriva was sacked in the end zone.
Of course, if it was holding in the end zone, it's the same thing.
It is a safety if he's in the end zone. Well, there is a discussion. We'll see what the flag is.
I know one thing. That white jersey was in our backfield in a hurry.
And the explanation from the official, this could be huge. They are bringing the ball out. Face mask against the Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah, what a break for the Yeoman. They better say thank you for that one. A face mask on Capriva in the end zone. Negates a safety and brings the ball out to the 20-yard line where it is first and 10 for the Yeoman.
And you get a first down. Wow.
Yeoman will send Trips to the near side, the wide side of the field. One man wide right. Capriva will take the snap. He'll hand off to DeNio coming left side. DeNio cannot get around the corners against this quick Eagle defense.
The middle linebacker.
And he goes down to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's Corey Jenkins, that middle linebacker we talked about in the pregame show.
Well, right this minute, Newton has lined up and has given us a lot of man-to-man coverage on our wide receivers. They've got one safety back, but they're matching up with us and just daring us to throw the ball.
Second down and nine. A yard gain on that by Keaton DeNio as the Yeoman go from the near hash mark with trip receivers to the far side of the field. Sheffield alone near side. Capriva looking far side. And he's got Sims, and Sims is breaking it. He's across the 50. He's to the 30 with the footway. The 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, hold on. He came dangerously close to stepping out of bounds on this near sideline. I thought they might mark it there originally, but they're just spotting the PAT.
80 yards on the quick pass over the middle. We've wanted to see Sims break out of the secondary all season long. What a good time to do it.
Well, that man-to-man coverage with no safety back there. Once he broke, it was over. I mean, they have good speed, and they gave him a chase, but not will catch Mr. Sims.
It is 8-6 with the touchdown. And
here comes two.
The Yeomen are going to go for two and try to tie this thing up. Kind of early to do this, isn't it? Quarterback takes the snap. Makes the throw, and it's caught. Colton Shelton. And the two-point conversion is good. And the Yeomen have tied this game 8-8. 3:41 left. We'll recap the scoring drive for you when we come back. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Win.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center has once again been awarded a 5-star rating by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is the only 5-star facility in Milam County. Empowered with a combination of experience, compassion, and dedication, the entire staff will work to provide the highest quality of care and most comfortable home environment for you or your loved one. Come see the difference in a 5-star rating. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you, step by step.
Welcome back to Woodforest Bank Stadium, where the Cameron Yeoman have just tied this game up on an 80-yard strike from Capriva to Sims. It was thrown into good coverage, but Sims had a step on his defender, and then he broke into the secondary, and with Sims' speed, nobody was going to catch him. He goes 80 yards. It was a 5-play, 89-yard drive officially. The two-point conversion was good from Capriva to Shelton, and with 3:41 left in the first quarter, we're all tied up. It's 8 apiece.
How big was that face mask penalty?
A 10-point swing right there. And Ebon tees it up. High kick. It's going to be fielded at the 17-yard line. Going across the far side and turning the corner and tripped up at the 35-yard line. That was number 6, Caleb Foster, on the return for the Eagles. And Newton will have it first and 10 from their own 36-yard line. Well, the Newton Eagles have a lot of speed. And number 3, Mr. Shorter at safety, was trying to keep up with Aaron Sims, but they also discovered Mr. Sims can run.
Seastrunk and Shorter come wide to the right side. Johnson in the backfield alone as Dean goes under center. Quick pass out to Shorter. He's got it. Breaks a tackle, and he is brought down from behind across midfield at the 46-yard line. 19 yards.
Well, Zach Raiola maybe has saved a touchdown on that one, didn't he? Comes up with a little bit of a limp at the end of that play.
They mark him at the 45. A 19-yard catch and run by Shorter. This time Twins to the right side, and Shorter gets the call, and he is hit at the line.
Oh, yeah.
That was Edgar Luna manhandling Shorter for a yard loss. Second down and 11 from the 46, 45 and a half yard line. 8-8 is our score. Slot right. And now Shorter goes wing right. From the shotgun, Dean, he will take it around the right side. He has to change directions, and oh my, he does so with vengeance. It's a foot race. Samari Wright has a chance and knocks him out of bounds. And there comes a flag. Samari was a little aggressive going out of bounds at about the 20-yard line, and that's going to cost the Yeoman half a distance to the goal.
Well, there's some more of that speed.
Yeah, Dean was going right. He saw too much traffic, changed directions, and the Yo defense could not recover.
Well, whoever was responsible for the backside is left. You just can't do that with that kind of speed out there.
He was run out of bounds at about the 19-yard line, but the aggressiveness by Samari Wright is going to put the ball first and goal inside the 10-yard line for the Eagles.
Well, they haven't marked it off yet.
About a 26-yard run, and now they mark it off. Actually, it was about a 23-yard run, and they mark it down to the 12-yard line after a 23-yard run by Dean. First and 10 for the Eagles. Two backs, two tight ends, handoff left side to Shorter, and he's stacked up at the line. No or very little gain. Give him a yard. It's second down and 9 now for the Eagles. Or give him 2 yards. Second down and 8, I guess. Just outside the 10-yard line. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. The Yeoman and the Eagles are tied at 8, but the Eagles threatening in the Yo red zone. Two tight ends, two backs. Rolling right is Dean. Wants to throw, and now he sees a lane, and he'll run it into the end zone, untouched. 6 points, Eagles. He's no stranger to that.
Oh, he's not.
He has good judgment on the field. The Yo defense had the receivers covered. But Dean saw a lane that even I could have run through. And now the extra point as Dean will hold. Here's the snap. The kick is up.
Blocked.
It's blocked.
Loose still.
It is blocked.
Edgar Luna blocked that. Believe it or not.
And then Edgar comes in and just takes Dean out and then helps him up like a gentleman. The extra point fails, but the Eagles, they go 64 yards in 5 plays. Some big plays in that drive, a 19-yard Shorter run, a 23-yard Dean run, and then an 11-yard Dean touchdown run. And with a minute 43 remaining in the first quarter, we've already seen Pater 3 times between the two teams. It is 14-8. The Eagles lead the Yeoman. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD, HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
Updating you on the other Class 2A Division I game. The Dangerfield Tigers lead the Wall Hawks 14-6 late in the first quarter. Right here, the Eagles lead the Yeoman 14-8 late in the first quarter. Shorter tees it up for the Eagles. Christian Feltz back to receive the kickoff, and here it is, a high short kick. It's going to be fielded by Feltz. He will hand off to Christie right side, breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle across the 35, and then hit and driven back, and a flag comes in on a vicious hit to end the return by Austin Christie, and we'll see what the flag is. The Yeoman did themselves no favor in the previous drive and are doing themselves no favor here. Illegal use of the hand, block in the back, actually. It's going to be marked off from the point of the tackle. 10 yards from the 38 back to the 28, and that's where this drive will begin for the Yeoman. Well, Yeoman have been penalized several times tonight.
50 yards already and 4 penalties.
And we're not out of the first quarter yet. But probably the most costly penalty came at the hands of the Eagles. A face mask that negated a safety and jump-started the Yeoman drive that went 80 yards. or 89 yards. Twin receivers go to both sides for the Omen. From the far hash mark. Capriva takes the snap. He'll hand off to Denio. Right, no. He's going to throw down the middle, and this one is intended, but too tall for Zach Phelps. Down around the 45-yard line.
Pretty good play fake, huh?
Yeah, it was. And Phelps actually had position on the defender, but the ball was just a bit too tall.
Well, they had seven men up there getting ready to come up the middle, so there was an opening down the middle. But coming up right over the center, they had seven people getting ready to rush the quarterback.
The Omen will send Phelps and Sheffield wide to the near side as Sims lines up in the slot left position. One man wide to the right. Second down and 10. And a reverse to Sims, but nobody was fooled, and that's a big loss. 6-yard loss on the reverse to Sims, and it's third and long.
Tell you what, we're seeing an extremely fast and extremely quick defense from the Newton Eagles.
Third down, and we'll call it 16. The Yeoman will send twin receivers to each side. Ball is on the far hash mark as the Yeoman moves right to left toward the clock end zone here in the first quarter. Third and 16, Capriva takes the snap. Three steps back, has time, looking, and now he is going to be sacked. Back at the 15-yard line.
That's Adnott again, that defensive end. It is plenty hard to handle.
And it's fourth down and a mile, and the Yeoman will have to punt it. Capriva back to do the punting chores. And Dean is standing at about midfield. And now the Yeoman, we're going to use a timeout.
End of the quarter.
Oh, end of the quarter. That'll do it for the first quarter of play. The Yeoman trailed for only the second time this year. Third time this year. It's 14-8. Newton leads it. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
The Butler Weldman Corporation in Cameron is a versatile steel fabrication and machining business with a 30-year tradition of quality and integrity. Committed to outstanding customer service, consistent product quality, and on-time delivery. Butler Weldman is proud to be a part of Cameron and stands behind the youth of the community. Good luck to Adam Carranza, Brandon Vargas, and Zach and Dylan Riola, and all of the Cameron Yeoman football team. Butler Weldman commends you on an outstanding football season.
Anderley Lumber Company in Cameron is always nearby when you need help and advice. And during December, they've got lots of great stocking stuffers in stock. Plus some other great gift-giving ideas, too, like a steel grip, four-piece combination plier set, just $4.99. The set comes with joint pliers, long nose pliers, diagonal pliers, and linesman pliers. And Anderley Lumber announces their new winter hours have changed, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Anderley Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th, Cameron.
It is fourth down and 23 for the Yeoman as the punting unit comes on to start the second quarter. The Yeoman will be moving from our left to right here in the second quarter into a light breeze that looks to have died down somewhat since the start of the game. Capriva lines up in the punt formation, and Dean stands at midfield to receive the punt. And the snap is good. Big rush and a block. The punt is blocked. It is picked up by Newton. Touchdown, Eagles. Commando Stewart picks up the blocked punt and goes 5 yards. And just like that, the Eagles are up 20-8. The Eagles will go for two. Apparently, Coach, they have a weak kicking team. Maybe the only weak thing about this team.
That could be the only thing.
Twins wide to the right. Dean will keep it around the near side, and he is racing to the corner, and he trots into the end zone. And it's 22-8. Eagles over the Yeoman. 11:55 left in the first half. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
And welcome back to Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Coach, this is going to be an important drive for the Yeoman.
Well, it is. I'm going to tell you now, just from having watched this first quarter and the first part of the second quarter, there is an awful lot of speed and quickness out there for the Newton Eagles. We've not seen anything like this all year long. The whole team appears to have lots of speed, but those two guys handling the football and those people coming off the corners are very quick and very fast.
Christie and Phelps back to receive the kickoff. 22-8 Newton after they block a punt and return it 5 yards for a touchdown. Shorter kicks a line drive. It's going to be fielded at the 12 by Phelps. He will keep it up the middle across the 30, the 35, and he's down at the 38-yard line. And that's where the Yeoman will try to climb back into this one.
Well, that's a whole lot better than trying to run that reverse back there, even though we've had some good returns off the reverse. We've also had holding penalties, and that time a block in the back. That time Phelps took it and went straight up the field and got some good yardage. Now the Cameron Yeoman offense has got to generate something here to give their defense at least a chance to catch their breath.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. They trail 22-8. Trips go wide right. Sheffield alone wide left. And Denio is in the backfield. Capriva will take the snap and hand off to Denio. He gets up across the 40, the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 3, and that was a tough 3-yard gain.
Well, they are closing quickly. We had a hole, and I'm telling you, the linebackers closed that hole in a hurry. This team from Newton has extreme quickness.
Second down and a long 7 for the Yeoman. Just outside their own 40-yard line. Trips wide right. Sheffield wide left. Short side of the field. And Capriva will hand off again to Denio. He finds a seam across midfield and lowers his head and bangs his way down to the 44-yard line of the Eagles.
10 yards on that carry. And he's going to have a good time running the football because their secondary is all over our wide receivers right this minute.
Ball between the hash marks at the Eagle 44-yard line, first and 10 Yeoman. Crowd into this. Twins go to both sides. And Capriva will hand off again to Denio. He's over right guard down to the 40. That is a gain of 4 yards.
You know, what we've discovered is they've been playing a three-man line instead of their four-man line and putting everybody back on the playing pass defense and all of a sudden keeping Denio finding some running lanes.
Second down and 6 from the Eagle 40. 22-8, Newton leads it. Trips go wide left. That is Jalen White, Austin Christie, and Colton Shelton.
Now they're back in the four-man line.
And showing blitz with a linebacker. Call it a seven-man line. And now
timeout, Yeoman.
Yeoman will use a timeout. We'll take a break with them. Yeoman trail 22-8, but are on the march. 10-11 left in the first half. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Rattlers Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattlers Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattlers Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Welcome back, and an update on the other Class 2A Division I game. All tied up at 14, Wall and Dangerfield. Here the Eagles block a punt and take it in for an easy score and lead it 22-8. Yeoman on the move. It's second down and 6 from the Eagle 40-yard line. As we get back to play after the Yeoman timeout. 10-11 left in the first half. Shelton alone wide to the right side. Sheffield, Christie, and White wide to the left. Denio in the backfield from the gun. Capriva assesses the situation, takes the snap. Direct snap to Denio, but he'll barely get back. He won't. Well, he will. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Well, we had a defensive end slant inside the tackle, and we didn't pick him up and get Denio in the backfield. That stunning game, we've got to pick him up.
So it's third down and 6 now for the Yeoman as trips go wide left, the wide side of the field. Shelton alone near side. The Yeoman need the Eagle 34 for a first. Capriva takes the snap. This should be a free play as they jump across the middle. Shelton's got it. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, let's see if they didn't blow the, if they did not blow the play dead.
No, the play was not blown dead. It was an offsides, flagrant offsides, surely, against the Eagles. And it's going to stand. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, they shouldn't have relaxed.
So the strike goes
44 yards.
44 yards. Well, they needed the 34. It was at the 40. 40 yards. 40 yards on the strike from Capriva to Shelton on what I like to call a free play.
It was a free play.
When
the thing about it is the Cameron Yeoman stuck to it and the Newton Eagles let up.
And with 9:28 remaining, the Yeoman closed the gap. The Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up. Not sure what happened to our field mic. Here is, there it is, Shelton holes, and but whistles blow this one dead before the play.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
And this is going to be a legal procedure against the Yeoman, so they'll have to kick the extra point from 5 yards back.
Fifth penalty for 55 yards against Cameron Yeoman here in the first half.
This will be a 25-yard extra point after the penalty. Shelton to hold for Ebon. And the Milam Auto Carquest extra point is blocked. It is blocked by Shorter, picked up and tackled over at the 10-yard line. Well, my goodness, the special teams are cratering for the Yeoman, but they're still in this one. 22-14 is our score, 9:28 remaining in the first half. The Eagles lead it. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Wood Forest Bank Stadium in Conroe, where the Cameron Yeoman cash in on a 5-play, 62-yard drive, a 16-yard denial run in that drive, but the big one was a 40-yard catch from Capriva to Shelton for the score, the extra point blocked. And our score is 22-14. The Eagles lead it with 9:28 left in the first half. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive for the Cameron Yeomen.
Well, if you want me to surmise what's happened so far, is that the Cameron Yeomen, when you tried to run up inside, they pretty well contained it. But when they've spread us out and been able to get to the outside and see green grass, they've exploited it.
Yvonne tees it up and boots it away. High kick. And it's going to be fielded all the way up to the 22-yard line by Shorter. He takes it up across the 40 and is brought down. No, that's not Shorter, but up at the 46-yard line, that was Caleb Foster on the return. All the way up to 47.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, they have worked on that sharp kick because they had a return set up. They are well coached in the football team because they had a return already set up in case it went short like that. He knew exactly where to go.
Well, your defense going to have to stand up here from the 47 of the Eagles. They will send three receivers stacked to the right side, one back in the backfield, and a quick pass. That was a lateral pass to Shorter with those other two receivers as blockers, but a great open field tackle by Colt Leiby, and it's a loss of a yard. Second down and 11 now for the Eagles.
They want the hands in Mississippi, the ball in Mr. Shorter's hands, I know that. They're doing everything they can to get the ball to him.
22-14, Eagles lead it. They've got the ball, second and 11 from their own 46-yard line. Two backs, two wide receivers to the right, one man in motion, and the handoff is to Shorter. He bounces outside, and he is in traffic and dropped at the line of scrimmage for no gain, and it's third and 11. Well, many times this season, Coach, we've seen it, the Yo defense rise to the occasion. And boy, they really need to stop here.
This is a wonderful time to do that.
Third down and 11. That is Seastrunk going wide to the right. Shorter and Johnson in the backfield. Dean under center. And he will hand off to Johnson. Brandon Johnson breaks into the secondary and gets across midfield down to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 8. And it's going to set up a fourth down and 3 for the Eagles.
They're throwing a lot of unbalanced line with a wing back that time and hand the ball off to the fullback, and he took advantage of it.
Well, they're switching out as if to punt the ball. But keep in mind, the punter is Kevin Shorter.
And the up back is Dale Dean.
Yeah. So watch the fake. Tyler Sapp back to receive the punt. But now they shift at the line of scrimmage, and it is a direct snap to Dean, and he has hit and dropped, and I don't believe he got it. It's going to depend on the spot. Coming in from both sides, it looks like he may be a little bit short.
Well, the Yeoman defense coming off the field, they think it is.
The nose of the ball is not touching.
They're going to measure it.
Yeah, but I think it's short. They needed the 43, and the nose of the ball is not touching the 43 at the hash mark. This ball is going to be over on downs to the Yeoman, and this is going to be that critical stop that we were talking about. Dean, the up back on the punt formation, took the direct snap, tried to find a lane. He needed 4 yards. He got 3.5, and here is the stretch of the chains. And it's short.
Wow.
That was a big stop by the Cameron Yeoman defense.
So the Yeoman take over at their own 43-yard line with 7:12 left in the half.
We saw the up-close photo from our web photographer, Jerry Bethel. Not a whole lot of room there.
Yeah, 3A scores, Gilmer over Graham, 21-7. Stephenville over El Campo, 28-7. Navasota over Belleville, 17-7. Twin receivers both sides. Ball on the far hash mark for the Yeoman, moving left to right here in the second quarter. Trailing by 8. First and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Capriva's going to throw. across the middle. He's got Sheffield. And down inside the 40.
Ball is, no, they're going to rule it down.
They're going to rule him down at the 38-yard line. Yes, it was.
I'm telling you, that was close. We just take that.
18 yards on the catch by Sheffield. Yeah, they were stripping the ball as he was going down, but apparently the officials saw a knee down before it comes out.
Oh, he was certainly down looking at the photos.
And it's first and 10 for the Yeoman from the 38-yard line. Trips wide right, one man wide left. And Capriva will hand off to Denial left side. Denial's got room across the 30, inside the 25, and down at the 25-yard line. Call it the 25, a gain of 13, and another first down for the Yeoman. First and 10 for the Yeoman. No huddle offense as they go wide right with three receivers, the wide side of the field. Sheffield alone wide left. A four-man front for the Eagles. Capriva hands off to Denio, finds a little seam, and pushes the pile forward to the 21-yard line. They'll mark him the 22, it looks like. A gain of three.
When they look up and see four or five people in the box, and that's all, you're going to see the Cameron Yeoman run the football, and with their taking their defense and adjusting it all over, trying to stop the passing game. And if they don't have four down linemen and three linebackers, the Yeoman are going to run it.
Second down and seven for the Yeoman from the 22-yard line. They need the 15 for a first. They'll send twins to both sides. And a direct snap to Denio, and he follows blockers inside the 20 to the 18-yard line, a gain of four. And a big third down coming here for the Yeoman.
But they're inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone.
Well, yes. Newton is challenging us. Sometimes they have one safety back there. That means everybody else is covering man for man. And with their speed, they think they can do that.
Twins both sides on a third down and three from the 23-yard line. Make that the 18-yard line. Inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone. On a third and three, showing blitz, Capriva takes the snap. He's going to run it. He's got a room. He's inside the 10, the 5, and down to the 3-yard line, first and goal, Yeoman.
Well, you kind of wondered when you were going to see that, as many direct snaps as the Yeoman have been running to keep Denio kind of setting that up. Nice, nice execution.
First and goal from the three. We'll take it to the sidelines.
Was our first quarter tonight brought to you by Ben Watson?
Yes, it was.
I thought so. First and goal out of the gun. Capriva takes it. He's going to run it again, trying the left side, and he's going to be short. It's down to about the 1-yard line where it will be second and goal. And the more time you hang on to that football, the better I think you are.
Maybe.
Keeping the ball away from that speedy Newton Eagle offense. Shelton and Phelps will go wide right. Sims and Sheffield to the left side. Ball on the 1-yard line, second down and goal. Capriva with Denio to his right. Takes the snap, hands it off. Keaton diving into the end zone. Did he get there?
Well,
I think they're going to say he's going to be short.
Yeah.
So it will be third down and goal. And
look who checks into the line.
Edgar Luna checks in at right tackle. Cameron Meek at right guard. Tyler Brazel the center. Kylan Harrell left guard. And Denzel Haynes the left tackle trying to push. Third down and goal for the 1-yard line. Out of the gun. They jumped. Somebody jumped. Well, they're going to blow the play dead.
Yeah, that typically means it'll go against the offense.
Not if they made contact.
If they made contact, and they may have, although some of the Yo offensive line looking like they might have jumped.
I think I saw movement left side of the Yo line, but Capriva says it's against them. He's clapping and pointing against toward the Eagles, so we'll see.
Well, they're having a heck of a discussion about it.
I think this is going to go against the Yeoman. Yeah, they're still talking about it. Still no...
They're trying to determine if a Cameron Yeoman moved before the man jumped across the line and made contact.
Well, it's almost like there's a disparity from one sideline to the other.
And here we go. As now they're going to discuss it with the other line judge.
Two fouls.
Oh, my.
Okay, yeah, so an a motion penalty on the Yeoman and then a personal foul.
So they'll
and
mark
it's
off.
It's going to be first and goal.
Yeah, from the three. We lost yardage because they marked the five off against the Yeoman and then got only half the distance to the goal back on their penalty, but we got a first down out of it.
All right. 3:37 to play here in the second quarter. Yeoman trail 22-14. And now have a fresh set of downs with the ball on the two, just outside the two-yard line. Shelton and Phelps will go wide right. Sims and Sheffield to the left side. Denio, the running back, to Capriva's right. And they're going to, now they'll shift Denio to the left. Changing the original play call. Out of the shotgun. Capriva takes a snap, hands it off, and boy, Denio is hit in the backfield, wrapped up for a loss back to almost the 5-yard line where it will be second and goal.
Boy, they came from the left, from our right side.
Yeah,
three of them came storming in.
Right over Edgar Luna and Cameron Meek on that right side, Coach. Have you set this up for a play action?
Good.
With six straight runs down here inside the five. Second and goal from inside the 5-yard line. Out of the shotgun again. Quick pass. Left side thrown, underthrown for Phelps. Into the ground, and it's going to be third down and goal from the 4-yard line.
Well, there was a reason for that underthrown. Somebody was coming right in his face, and he didn't have much time to get rid of that football. They're bringing heat from every direction right this minute and covering us man for man.
Update on some scoring. The East Bernard Brahmas are winning 38-0 over Elysian Fields. And listen to this score. Mildred over Sonora, 5-0.
Wow. Third and goal from the 5. Out of the gun once again. Capriva's going to run it. Off right tackle. Diving close. The forward progress is only going to get the 3-yard line. As there was room to run in the beginning, but once again, it closed quickly. And now decision time, fourth and goal.
I think you kick the field goal here.
Get some points.
You're 8 points down.
Well, they're going to milk the clock down to 1 second on the play clock and call a timeout to talk it over.
Well, we'll take a break with them. Key play in this first half coming up when we come back. The Yeoman trail 22-14, but facing points in front of them. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Denio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
And we are back at Wood Forest Bank Stadium in Conroe. The Cameron Yeoman trail 22-14. They have it fourth and goal from the 4-yard line.
And they're going to go for it. Yeoman are going to go for it after talking it over. Fourth down and goal.
I do not see a kicker going out there. It would appear the Cameron Yeoman are going for it.
Yeah, they are going for it. You didn't hear Rob say that.
Fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. I'll call it the 4-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Capriva takes the snap, drops back, pressure, lobs one out. This is going to be a pass. This will be a pass interference against Newton. Ball was lobbed for Keaton Denio, and he was hit while trying to go after the football.
Yeah, Roni Elam just tackled him before the ball got there at the 5-yard line, and it's going to be first and goal for the Omen.
Again, for the third time.
I'll tell you what, that was the very play that I would have called. They are covering us man for man, and they have got the speed to do that. But if your two wide receivers go to the inside and take those two defensive backs out of there, someone coming out of the backfield is going to be open, and he was there, but they had to tackle him in order to cover him.
I don't know what the discussion is about.
They can't call pass interference because it's behind the line of scrimmage.
Holding.
Defensive holding. There you go.
All right, so it's still an automatic first down.
So the gamble to not take the 3 points, and again, we've had an extra point blocked. I'm sure that was looming in the mind of Coach Rhodes. That gamble paid off as the Omen have.
Initially, they weren't flipping the down mark at a first down. Is it first down or not?
Yes, first down and goal.
Defensive holding, yes.
On the two.
Well, they're not giving them a first down. It's still marked fourth down. Coach Rick Rhodes is making an argument to the officiating crew right here.
That's not a first down defensive holding.
Should be.
I think it is.
Well, that's what Rhodes is yelling. Rhodes is saying holding is a first down, and now the head ref, and they're going to all have a powwow again about this.
Well, you just hope that you get it right.
If not, you can continue to hold, I guess.
I guess.
If you're not defending the play, you can continue to hold the players.
Well, and now Coach Rhodes is going to get an explanation, apparently. He is explaining to Rhodes that defensive holding is an automatic first down in the NFL, but not here.
Wow.
That's the explanation.
Okay.
So it is fourth down and goal. Yeoman's still going to go for it.
Wow. Well, if you can't cover your receiver tackling.
Only if you're behind the line of scrimmage. Three men wide left, one man to the right side. Ball is on the two after the penalty. Fourth and goal. Play clock down to seven. Capriva takes the snap, runs right, option play, keeps it into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. And they're going for two.
A great read by quarterback Jason Capriva. He had his pitch man out there when he saw a 2-yard lane.
So the Omen will go for two right here, trailing 22-20.
That was an 11-play drive, and I think 10 of those came inside the 10-yard line.
A bunch of them. So here comes the 2-point conversion with two men to both sides of the field. Denio to Capriva's left on the 2-point try. Jason drops back, looks over, got a fade to Phillips. Caught it! 2-point conversion is good, and we're all tied up at 22.
So the Yeoman have battled back and overcame the punt block for a touchdown and tie it up. With 2:03 remaining in the half, we're all tied up at 22. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center has once again been awarded a 5-star rating by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is the only 5-star facility in Milam County. Empowered with a combination of experience, compassion, and dedication, the entire staff will work to provide the highest quality of care and most comfortable home environment for you or your loved one. Come see the difference in a 5-star rating. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you step by step.
Well, that seemed like it took forever, but the Yeoman got it done.
How many plays?
And they go 11 plays, and they go 57 yards. And, yeah, I don't know how many plays happened inside the 10-yard line.
Oh, at least eight.
Yeah, but it was an 11-play drive, 18-yard shuffle catch, a 13-yard Denio run, a 10-yard Capriva run, and it was capped off by a 2-yard Capriva run. The Phelps catch in the end zone on the fade pattern was good for the 2-point conversion, and with 2:03 left in the first half, the Yeoman tie it up 22-all. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Michael Ebon tees it up, and he will boot it low and hits once, hits twice, hits three times, and fielded by Shorter. Up across the 25, to the sidelines, and out of bounds.
And this one's going to come back. There's a block in the back on Newton this time.
Now, the flag lies at the 33-yard line. I think the infraction actually happened deeper than that. But if that's where they mark it off from, the Eagles will start this drive from their own 23-yard line. They will mark it from the, well, that's the 28, actually, so they'll go back to the 18-yard line to start this drive.
Thank you.
But obviously, with their speed and explosiveness, Coach, they have plenty of time on the clock.
Oh, goodness, yes. they've got more speed than I've seen on a high school football team, AA or 3A division in a long time.
And they have all three timeouts remaining. To their credit as well, they will send twin receivers wide to the left. One of those is Shorter, the other Seastrunk. And now they will bring Maddox over to the near side. The handoff is over right side, though, and that is Johnson, the same play that they scored on off of the weak guard. And it goes for 13 yards, 15 yards, up to the 33, first and 10. Yeah, they line everybody up on the left, and then they hand off over right tackle to the lone back, Johnson. Well, that play's worked well for them tonight. Clock ticking, a minute 40 left in the half. Eagles with the ball, first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. This time, Maddox and Shorter come wide to the near side. The only back in the backfield is Johnson. Under center, Dean. Quick pass out to Shorter and a flag before the play.
This may be a delay of game.
Well, that's going to go in favor of the Yeoman because Shorter had lots of green in front of him. But it is going to be marked off against the Eagles.
Well, I'll tell you what. Both teams have made a lot of mistakes on penalties tonight, but I guarantee you the Newton Eagles, their punt penalties have cost them a lot more points than the Cameron Yeoman has.
Weber checks in, defensive end for Jonathan Riggs. As the Eagles send three wide receivers to the near side, quick pass out to Shorter on the near side, and he is dancing around, breaks outside, and is driven out of bounds at the 36-yard line. 8 yards on the catch. 7 yards. They'll mark him out at the 35. 7 yards. And it's second down and 8 now for the Eagles. Clock stop with 1:05 left in the half. We're all tied at 22. Good to have you listening in tonight from Conroe, Texas. State semifinals of Class 2A Division I. The winner goes to the state championship game next Friday at noon in Dallas or Arlington. Twins come to the near side. Now Shorter goes in motion. He'll get the handoff around the right side. Yo defense strung it out. What an open field tackle. That was Jalen White who cut Shorter's feet out from under him for a yard loss. And it's third and 9. Well, they'll give him no gain, no loss. Third and 8. From just outside the Eagle 35-yard line, but what an open field tackle by Jalen White. Clock rolling now with 38 seconds left. And now the Yeoman just have to prevent the big play here. From the shotgun, Shorter in motion, and the keeper by the quarterback, and he has fumbled the ball. Jalen White picks it up, and he is out of bounds. 45-yard line. Well, Dean kept that ball and had good yardage up to midfield before he fumbled the ball. And then Jalen White scoops up the fumble and returns it to the 44-yard line. And the Yeoman have 20 seconds to work with. They have one timeout. As the ball is spotted at the Eagle 44-yard line. One man wide left. And coverage with two deep singles. And Caprivo drops straight back. Has time. And he is going deep for Colton Shelton. But it's played too deep down around the 5-yard line. And it's second down and 10 for the Yeomen. 14 seconds left here in the first half.
You know, we've got man-to-man coverage on our receivers here. And they've got two safeties sitting back there about 15 yards deep. And they're both speed merchants with height. We're going to have trouble getting that pass completed.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeomen. Yeah, very deep safeties being played by the Eagles. 14 seconds left. Caprivo takes the snap, dropping back. Looks across the middle. He's got Sheffield in and out of his hands and then almost intercepted on the tipped pass by Ronnie Helam.
Shelton
had that ball in his breadbasket and just couldn't hold on, and now it is third and 10 with 10 seconds left. From the 44-yard line, we're tied at 22.
Might see a draw play here.
Yeoman working from left to right. Possibly the final play of the half. Caprivo wants to throw again on the bubble screen to Feltz. He's got it inside the 40, the 35, the 30. He is hit and dropped at the 27-yard line with 2 seconds remaining. And we might give Michael Ebon a shot here. From the 28-yard line, the Yeoman call a timeout. This would be a 45-yard field goal attempt. He did hit a 45-yarder last week or the week before. I think that was against Lago.
That's right.
But he's, and there's absolutely, there's virtually no win now to speak of. And Mike Levon is taking the tee out there.
Well, they've got to do a good job of blocking here because yes. He had the extra point blocked.
Well, this is going to be shaded to the side that favors Ebon, and that is the near hash mark as Ebon will, the right-handed kicker will be kicking from the right hash mark, or just inside the right hash mark. Tee down at the 35, a 45-yard field goal attempt from Ebon. Shelton to hold. Final play of the first half, barring an offensive penalty. Here's the kick. It is long enough, and it is good. And with time expiring in the first half, the Yeoman hit a 45-yard field goal to take the lead 25-22. That's our halftime report. It is coming up next. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football Playoffs on the Ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
Hi, I'm Jason Donnelly from Ebco Development in Cameron. Okay, so one of those bargain home improvement workers hurt himself on the job. Who pays? You do, because his low prices don't include insurance for problems like that. So you think you got a bargain? Wrong answer. So why take chances? Ebco Development has been there for you since 1984. Remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. Call us first. We're Ebco Development. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Tadayo's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tadayo's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tadayo's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tadayo's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center has once again been awarded a 5-star rating by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is the only 5-star facility in Milam County. Empowered with a combination of experience, compassion, and dedication, the entire staff will work to provide the highest quality of care and most comfortable home environment for you or your loved one. Come see the difference in a 5-star rating. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you, step by step.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
It is halftime, and welcome back into the broadcast here in, where are we, Coach? Wood Forest Bank Stadium.
I'm telling you.
A wild first half as the Yeomen take a 25-22 lead on a 45-yard field goal by Michael Ebon. And the Dons paint and body scoring drive, we didn't get that to you right at the end of the half. But at the end of the half, Michael Ebon with a 45-yarder that probably would have been good from 50 yards. And the Yeomen lead at 25-22. It was a four-play drive that covered 56 yards after the fumble. Just one big turnover here in that first half, and it was big as the Yeomen had scored to tie the game on a option run by Jason Capriva. Got the two-point conversion, and then the defense forces a fumble, and the Yeomen convert that into 3 points and take that lead into the locker room at halftime. We're on the Germania Halftime Report. Rob Reed, Coach Ed Colley, and Coach, I'm getting, at the end of the half, I'm getting text messages from people listening that are just, phones blowing up with people saying, for instance, hope you guys in the radio booth have taken some glycerin treatments because it has been wild indeed as the Yeomen lead it here at the half, 25-22. And, well, let's take a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, it's I'll give them to you, and then we're going to have a comment. There's 7 first downs for the Cameron Yeomen, 7 first downs for the Newton Eagles. The Cameron Yeomen have 159 yards total offense. 152 of that is through the air. They are 7 of 10. For Newton, they have 177 yards total offense, 151 rushing, 26 passing, 2 of 4. And here's the big deal. The Cameron Yeomen have 5 penalties for 55 yards. That's bad enough. But Newton has 6 penalties for 60 yards, and it's when they have committed their when they have committed their penalties that has cost them a bunch. We would have had they would have had us for a safety down here in the end zone, face mask, and then they got pass interference. We got a defensive holding down here, setting the Cameron Yeoman up just time and time again.
It was a personal foul on
an offside
on a motion penalty.
That's right. So. They're not doing themselves any favors. And the very things that we were talking about, they've got a fumble, and the Cameron Yeomen do not. So they've helped keep the Cameron Yeomen in the football game, and now the Cameron Yeomen are ahead as a result of their miscues.
All right, 25-22, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back and recap how that first half unfolded in just a moment. Again, we're on the Germania Halftime Report. It's the Cameron Yeoman over the Newton Eagles here at the half, 25-22. This word from Germania, and we're right back.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples. Then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life,
697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Halftime, Cameron Yeoman leading the Newton Eagles 25-22 as we recap how the scoring happened. And Coach, in the break, you mentioned this has been one of the wildest football games you've seen in a while.
It really has been. They break the long ones. They've got all the speed in the world. Then we come back and they make a mistake. And, of course, they fumble the ball. But we're completing passes, the short pass. They're not going to give us the deep one, but they were completing the short pass. They're making the mistakes at the wrong time, and the Cameron Yeoman are hanging in there. Even though the superior speed right this minute, team speed, is on the Newton Eagles side of the ball, the Cameron Yeoman are hanging right in here and capitalize on that mistake. And then, of course, that great field goal there at the end of the half has really given us momentum.
Well, the Newton Eagles, the Yeoman will get the football first to start the second half. We'll get that out of the way. And Newton took their opening possession. They converted a fourth down and about two, but the Yeoman did force them to punt on their opening possession. The Yeoman also had to punt on their first possession of the night. And then we saw that speed on display by the Newton Eagles, a 67-yard run by Brandon Johnson. The two-point conversion was good, and Newton would lead it 8-0 at about the 5:30 mark of the first quarter. Yeoman come right back, though, and they strike. And at that time, Newton was really in a situation where they didn't have any safeties back. They were playing a man-to-man lookout on the Yeoman receivers, just daring the Yeoman to throw the football. They did a slant over the middle to Aaron Sims, and Aaron was off to the races, an 80-yard play. But before that, there was what looked like an apparent safety, and we mentioned this a little bit earlier at the top of the halftime show, but what looked like an apparent safety, there was a face mask penalty. The Yeoman got an automatic first down, spotted it out at the 20-yard line. In the very next play, it was lightning in a bottle to Aaron Sims, who was off and running, and as fast as the Newton Eagles are, they couldn't catch number 14. He went 80 yards for the score. Two-point conversion was good, and we were all tied up at 8. Newton would get it right back, and they would score on their next possession as they would go 64 yards on 5 plays. Dale Dean, the senior quarterback, scored on an 11-yard run, and the Eagles were on top. The Yeoman would go 3 and out and have to punt on their next possession, and that punt was blocked, and it was returned for a touchdown by the Eagles, and they would lead it 22-8 at that point. The Yeoman would come back and score on their next possession, a 62-yard drive. There was an offside penalty, and the Yeoman cashed in on what was, in effect, a free play as Capriva hit Colton Shelton, a 40-yard touchdown catch. The extra point was blocked. That would leave the score at 22-14 Newton. 9:19, the Yeoman get it back. Newton would get it back with 9:19 remaining in the first half. They would go for it on fourth down. The Yeoman defense, it was a fake punt. The O defense stood tall and stopped Dale Dean, who was the up back in that formation. And the Yeoman took it over on downs. An 18-yard pass to Colton Sheffield and a 13-yard run from Keaton Denio, followed by a 10-yard run by Jason Capriva, set the Yeoman up with first and goal, and they would have a hard time scoring as they ran at least 8 plays down inside the 10-yard line. Eventually, Coach Rick Rhodes opting not to kick a field goal in that situation, which you could kind of feel Yo Nation holding their collective breath on that decision. A gutsy call, but he gets it in on an option run. That followed a defensive holding call that we thought would have been an automatic first down. It was explained on the field that defensive holding is only a first down in the NFL. Not here tonight. Not sure about that.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm not either. So we just have to wait and see.
But at any rate, it gave the Yeoman 2 yards because it was half the distance to the goal. They went for it on fourth down again, and were able to get the touchdown run by Jason Capriva. A two-point conversion pass was good to Zach Feltz, and that would tie the ball game at 22. The Omen would force a fumble on Newton's next possession and go four plays, and it ended on that 45-yard field goal by Michael Evon. And the Omen lead here at the half, 25-22 at Wood Forest Bank Stadium here at Conroe ISD. Lots of people been talking about this game all week. It's Cameron. It's Newton. You just know it's going to be a war. And so far, this ball game has certainly lived up to its billing tonight here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Yohai Marching Band is on the field. And we're going to listen in to their halftime performance here, where the Cameron Yeomen lead the Newton Eagles by a count of 25-22. Award-winning Yohai Marching Band on the field. We'll listen in to their performance here at halftime.
Yeah.
the award-winning Yale High School marching band with the performance here at the half, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Newton Eagles in a wild one tonight at Wood Forest Bank Stadium, Conroe ISD, 25-22. We'll take a 60-second timeout. This word from Germania, and we're right back with the start of the second half coming up very soon here on the ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
A wild one tonight here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley on the Germania Halftime Report. Cameron Yeoman leading the Newton Eagles at the half here, 25-22. Wall is leading Dangerfield at halftime in the other semifinal game. And, of course, winners of these two matchups meet up next week in the state championship at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. Again, our halftime score here is 25-22. Cameron over Newton. And, again, Wall is leading Dangerfield 22-14 as we run down some other scores from the semifinals. In 2A Division II, it is East Bernard all over Elysian Fields, 38-0 there at the half. And Mildred is on top of Sonora, 12-0 in Class 2A Division II. In Class 1A Division I, it is Stamford leading Italy, 28-0. They are in the third quarter. And in the other 1A Division I game, the Mark Panthers lead number 7, Shiner, the Comanches, 21-7 is the third quarter score in that one tonight as well. In Class 1A Division II, it is Tenahaw up 21-0 in the third quarter over Falls City. And the Monday Moguls lead in the fourth quarter over Wellington, 48-6 is the fourth quarter score in that ball game. In Class 3A, Navasota leads Belleville 17-7. They are in the fourth quarter tonight as well. And in the other semifinal game of Division II in Class 3A, Gilmer is leading the Graham Steers 29-7. State championship for 3A Division I. And it's Stephenville ahead of El Campo at the half. 35-21 is the score there. As we run down scores in Class 4A, Geyer is leading Tyler 20-17 at the half. Lancaster ahead of Ryder 12-11 in that one. And, of course, the Georgetown Eagles take on Leander Rouse in the semifinals tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And the other 4A game, Maynard and Cedar Park at Georgetown Complex tomorrow. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff as well. And in Class 5A, some scores, all of those games, of course, are tomorrow. Allen and DeSoto at Ford Stadium, a 6 o'clock kickoff for that one. That is going to be a dandy after the way DeSoto won that game against South Lake Carroll last week in a thriller. And Katy takes on Steele at 2 o'clock at Floyd Casey in Waco tomorrow. Westlake and Cedar Hill play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Waco ISD. And O'Connor and Lamar play at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It is halftime here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium on the Germania Halftime Report. Cameron Yeoman lead the Newton Eagles by a count of 25-22 thanks to a last second quarter 45-yard field goal by Michael Ebon. And that is the difference here in the ballgame right now at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and we'll come back with the start of the second half here from Wood Forest Bank Stadium in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman Football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Everyone loves autumn, the bright, crisp days, football season. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC and save money for seasons to come. It's not winter yet, but you might as well be ready. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
The weather is cooler and the holidays are upon us, so that can only mean one thing. It's high school football playoff time. Congratulations, Cameron Yeoman, on a great district season. Everyone at Ideal Poultry in Cameron wants to say good luck in the playoffs. They stand behind you and will be there to cheer you on. Ideal Poultry invites all Cameron Yeoman fans to follow the Yeoman too as they begin their journey to the state playoffs. Good luck, Yeoman, from everyone at Ideal Poultry.
Don't put off dental care any longer. Call on Dr. Sandley and his friendly, professional staff at Benjamin Sandley's Dental Office in Cameron. They accept most major insurances, and Benjamin Sandley's Dental Office is now open on Fridays from 9 till noon. Located at 116 East 1st Street in Cameron. For an appointment, call 254-697-3118. Don't wait for tooth pain. Enjoy the benefits of a healthy smile by calling Benjamin Sandley's Dental Office today.
Have you catch your breath? You got your breath caught? You ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Second half of action here tonight from Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Winner going to Cowboys Stadium next week for the state championship, which is a noon kickoff next Friday. And right now, the Cameron Yeoman hold a field goal lead over the Newton Eagles 25-22. As both teams have made their way back out onto the field as we get ready for the start of the second half here in Shenandoah, Texas, which is all part of Conroe and the Woodlands and everything. And it was also good to see the second chartered bus made its way into the ball game right about kickoff tonight. So they did make it just in time.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Again, 25-22. Yeoman lead it at the half. A 45-yard field goal by Michael Evon. His time expired in that second quarter. And we are ready for a second half of football. Big one here tonight in Wood Forest Bank Stadium. All right. We'll also be drawing a name coming up here in just a few minutes from the registrations at Rattler's Convenience Store. For a $50 gas card, we had to send Joe back down to the truck. We forgot our entry names, so we'll bring those up, and we'll get that name drawn here shortly for you in just a moment. Let's take a quick 60-second timeout, and we will be right back with the start of the second half. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Just because my husband's out of town doesn't mean things aren't getting done around the yard. And with the John Deere from Sioux Falls Prater, it's like he never even left. See, I let my John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor do the heavy work from the comfort of my yellow seat. I work smarter, not harder. Plus, I can easily change attachments to switch between loading, digging, mowing, and more. At the end of the day, I'm left with a job well done and the house to myself. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere tractor that's right for you. Or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a yeoman.
We get ready for football. Second half about to roll underway here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Cameron Yeoman leading the Newton Eagles 25-22 as we get ready for the start of the second half. And Coach, you know, we talked about how fast the Newton Eagles were and what kind of team speed they had coming in. And you can look at all the video and you can see the warm-ups, but until that game speed gets underway and you see them execute, I'll tell you what, I've watched a lot of high school football over the years. It's hard to remember a team that had this kind of team speed from top to bottom.
Oh, absolutely. I've been amazed at how quickly they can get from sideline to sideline, and if you give them green grass, they're going to break it and go all the way. There's lots of speed on that team. Thank goodness right this minute they've made some big mistakes and let us stay in the ball game. And it's going to be interesting to see if they don't try to get all that speed out in the open field.
Here's the opening kickoff of the second half. The Yeoman will get it. And it's a reverse play. It's a fake reverse. And up the right side goes Jalen White on the return for the Yeoman. And he'll get good field position out across the 32 to near the 33-yard line. As we get underway here in the start of the second half, with the Yeoman on top by a field goal, 25-22.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman realized that it's going to be hard to get the pass deep unless they catch him in man-to-man right up close, because they've got those safeties back there. But the crossing patterns and the short patterns have been there if you have time to get the pass off.
Yeoman start at their own 33-yard line, one man wide right, three men to the near side, the wide side of the field. Yeoman going right to left here in the second half. Here is a handoff to Denier around the right side. Bangs his way out across the 35 up to the 38-yard line. And that's a pickup of about 5 yards for Keaton Denio.
The Rattlers gas card participant in the third quarter tonight is Karen Berry.
Karen Berry. All right. Yeoman score a touchdown tonight. Karen wins $50 in gas from Rattlers convenience store. 5 yard pickup at 2nd and 5 for the Yeoman from their own 38-yard line. Capriva sends three men wide left, one to the right side. And Denio is in the backfield. Out of the shotgun snap. It's a draw play. And this goes nowhere as Denio is wrapped up. Eagles were not fooled on that draw. They'll lose a yard. Back to the 37-yard line. And that will set up a third down here for the Yeoman.
Well, not only are the Newton Eagles very quick, but they get off of blocks real quickly as well, and boy, they can fly to the ball.
So it is a third down play here for the Yo offense with three men out wide left, one man to the right side on third down. Out of the shotgun, Capriva drops back, deep drop, looking deep downfield, looking for Christie. And he's going to overthrow him down at around the 30-yard line. Just a little too much on that pass.
Rob, we've seen Munchie go deep several times tonight. When they're open, he hits them. When they're really tightly covered, he seems to overthrow them.
Well, that's just natural. That's just natural. Those guys are running step for step with those receivers, and he doesn't want to get an interception, so he's going to lay it out there and hope they can get to it.
Fourth down, and the Yeoman will have to punt. As Capriva stands back at his own 25-yard line. And one man back deep to return it. That's Dean. And the punt is away. A good punt by Capriva. Dean will take it back at the 22. Stutter steps up across the 25 and gets to the 27-yard line. And Austin Christie makes the stop.
A beautiful open field tackle by Austin Christie.
Well, Christie and Sapp had Dean in their sights. Had Dean gone the right way, Sapp would have been there. The left side, Christie was there. He wasn't getting away from that.
10-13 to go here in the third quarter. as the Yo offense forced to go three and out on their opening possession. Third quarter tonight is brought to you by Logistic Dynamics. Jeff Gellner and the crew. First and 10 for Newton from their own 29-yard line. Under center, here's a handoff on a dive play to the fullback, Johnson. And he bangs out to the 35-yard line on the carry.
Well, these guys are explosive at the line of scrimmage.
They hit the line hard, don't they? Second down and about four from the Newton 35-yard line. Going left to right. Ball on the left hash mark. They'll send one man out wide to the right. That is Seastruck. Two backs in the backfield. Johnson and Shorter. Dean, the quarterback. Play action pass. Swing pass right side. Caught by Shorter at the 40. Breaks a tackle across the 45 and goes down at near midfield.
You better make sure your tackle on that young man. I'm going to tell you that now.
Well, he reminds me a lot of D.D. Westbrook, yeah?
Yeah. Only he may
not, yeah, he's not real big, tall and lanky, but he's hard to bring down.
First and 10 as they have it out at the 49-yard line. Seastruck goes wide left. Johnson and Shorter in the backfield. Here's a toss. This is Shorter left side through a hole in the middle, and he's got about 9 yards on the carry into Yeoman territory, down to the 42-yard line.
Well, no doubt, guys, they're in four-down territory now.
Second and one.
Mr. Shorter has 90 yards on, excuse me, that's Johnson that has 90 yards on 7 carries.
Second and one. With two backs in the backfield, toss left. This is Johnson hit in the backfield, bounces off, and then he's hit right near the first down marker. He's going to have enough, though, it appears, by the spot on the near side, just outside the 40-yard line. He picks up the first down, and they'll move the chains. 25-22, Yeoman lead at 8:36 to play here in the third quarter. Newton with the football. After forcing the Yo offense to go three and out on their opening possession of the second half. Seastrunk goes wide left. Again, Johnson and Shorter are in the backfield. This is a keeper by Dean. And a good little lunge there as they'll mark the ball down at around the Cameron 36-yard line. And it'll be second down and about six.
They came out with an unbalanced line again with that end over and a wing back and tried to go right up the middle. They've had a lot of success to the weak side with that play.
Second down and seven, they say, on the board. Here is a handoff on a dive play right through the hole is the fullback, Johnson, who gets inside the 40 down to the 39, and it sets up a third down.
That's the play he broke earlier for 67 yards and a touchdown.
So a big third down here for the O defense. And again, you would figure that Newton is in four down territory here with the football at the Cameron 33-yard line. Two backs behind Dean. He'll take the snap, hand it off. A stutter step by Johnson. No, that is Shorter. And he'll get the first down down to the 29-yard line. And the Eagles are on the march here in the third quarter. Spotted at the 29-yard line for the Newton Eagles. Cameron Yeoman leading 25-22. Dean brings the Eagles to the line in another big set. And he's going to roll to the right side. He's going to run. There are flags down. Dean is tackled at the 21, but a flag is down back in the backfield, way back at the 32-yard line. And one would think this is a hold, and it is. So this one's going to come back. Oh, he talked about the Eagles making critical mistakes at inopportune times, and the Yeoman have been...
Here's another big thing. Dean is limping pretty severely after that tackle by Samari Wright.
That is big. So after the holding penalty, They'll mark it back at the 39-yard line, where it's going to be first and 20.
That's 70 yards and penalties on seven penalties for them here in this football game.
So a first down, but all the way back at the 39-yard line. They need the 19. This time they'll send two men out wide left. Shorter is one of those. One back in the backfield is Johnson. Dean under center, takes the snap, throws it out quickly to the left side, and not a whole lot there. The ball is caught by Shorter, but he is hit immediately.
Yeah, Jalen White was playing about 5 yards off of him and saw that play the whole way.
That's basically no gain. Second down and 20. 6:19 remaining in the third quarter. Cameron Yeoman leading 25-22.
Defense really needs to stand tall here.
As the Eagles come to the line, they'll send Seastrunk and Shorter out wide left once again. And now they'll shift to an unbalanced set on the left side. Here's a handoff. They'll run to the right side. Johnson hit at the line of scrimmage. He breaks tackles down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. Looked like Johnson was initially hit for a loss. And he turned it into something positive and a spot down at the 33-yard line.
Well, the Yo fans wanted a kick on Tyler Sapp when Johnson was coming up out of that pile. Sapp was a little lazy getting off of him, and I think Johnson was just getting frustrated.
So a third down play here from the Cameron 33-yard line. Again, Seastrunk goes way out wide left. Two backs behind Dean on third down and 13. From the 33-yard line, Dean drops straight back, looking down the left sideline, throws that ball deep. It is almost intercepted by Pratt and then dropped, so it will set up a fourth down.
Well, had Pratt hauled that in, his momentum would have carried him into the end zone. Coach, what's the ruling on that?
He come out to the 20.
Yo, football.
As it is, it's now fourth down.
Got a yeoman slowly getting up from back there around the goal line.
That is Tyler Sapp, who makes his way back to the defense. Fourth down and 14 from the 33. They spread it way out of the shotgun. Twins to both sides. Dean dropping straight back. Here comes pressure. And he eludes it, breaks a tackle, and now throws on the run, and the ball is dropped down around the 15-yard line. Yeoman defense holds and gets the turnover on downs. It was Traylon Weber who really looked like he had Dean sacked. And he pulled out of a shirt tail tackle and throws on the run incomplete. And it's a turnover on down.
Now, Dean is limping.
That ball was a little low, but it should have been caught, and it would have been enough for a first down.
So the Yeomen take over at their own 33-yard line.
And need to do something with the football.
4:47 remaining in the third quarter. Yeoman lead by a field goal, 25-22. Out of the shotgun. Capriva sends three men right, one man to the left, moving right to left toward the scoreboard end here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Out of the gun, Capriva has Denio to his left. Takes a snap, hands it off. And Denio will go nowhere. He's going to lose 3 yards back to the 30-yard line.
Well, it is as if we are not touching those guys coming through the line.
Well, it's the outside linebackers. We're having trouble getting inside. They only had the three. When they had the three down linemen, we're trying to run the ball. But if you bounce it outside, those backers are keying on Denial, so he's got to stay inside with the ball.
It was a 2-yard loss for Keaton. Call it second down and 12 from the Cameron 31-yard line. And again, three men right, one to the left side. Out of the shotgun, Capriva takes it and drops back. Pump fake. Now he's going to throw down the sideline, looking for Sheffield, in and out of Colton's hands at the 40-yard line.
Well, he would have been out of bounds. He was out of bounds anyhow.
And that's going to set up a third and 12 back at the Yo 31-yard line. He did get past his man.
Yes. But I tell you, it's not just breaking open. He's having to work to get open, and then that's throwing off the timing a little bit.
Well, Dale Dean, who had a limp at quarterback on offense, was step for step. Third down and 12. Yeoman need a first down. They have it inside their own 31. Out of the shotgun. Twins to both sides this time for Capriva. Takes the snap, drops back. Blitz coming. Picked up. Now Capriva's on the run, and he's going to go down back at the 25-yard line. Sacked for a loss, and the Yeoman will have to punt.
One of Capriva's, not a downfall, but one of his things that isn't a strength is scrambling out of the pocket. Now, he's real good when he's got the option play and reads the play, but if he's getting pressure in the pocket, it usually turns out into a sack.
So the Yeoman will have to punt as Capriva backs up to around his own 15-yard line to boot it away.
Shorter.
Shorter is the deep man who stands at the 35 of Newton. Snap is back. Capriva's kick is away. It's a high end-over-end kick that will hit and take a Yeoman roll. Shorter watches it go. It's going to roll down inside the 20 to the 19. What a punt.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Shorter made the mistake of not coming up and fielding that ball, and it cost him 18 yards on the bounce.
So the Eagles take over with 3:05 remaining in the third. Yeoman clinging to a field goal lead, 25-22. Third quarter tonight brought to you by Dynamic Logistics.
You know, that's a bonus when your starting quarterback is also a great punter. We've seen that over the last 3 or 4 years for the Yeoman.
Yep. And the Eagles start at their own 19. They'll come out in a spread look. Twin receivers both sides. And a fake on a jet sweep to Shorter. And Dean keeps it, runs up to maybe the 20, a gain of one.
Yeah, guys, I don't think Dean is 100%. He's favoring that right ankle.
Well, I've been anticipating that play there where they give the ball off to Shorter going wide and then him keeping the football. But if he's not well, that's not going to help him any. But when they spread us out and they get that speed to the outside, we're in trouble.
Second down and 9. This time he'll go back under center in a one-back set and hand it off. Left side, bounces off one man, breaks out into the secondary, out across the 35, first down yardage for Johnson. Tackle out of bounds by Sapp, but it's a first down for the Eagles.
I'm going to tell you what, that guy is one tough runner.
Boy, he is hard to bring down.
Yes, sirree.
Well, the Yeoman had initially clogged the hole he wanted to go through, and he just has the speed to bounce outside.
So a first down for the Eagles out at the 36-yard line, 2:20 remaining in the third quarter. One man wide left. He'll send another man and a slot receiver right. Shorter's in the slot. This is a handoff to Johnson again. A gaping hole up the middle. He gets out across the 40 to the 42. And the Eagles get another big gain by their fullback, Brandon Johnson, as they have gone to kind of a one-back set, and they're using Shorter out at receiver and in the slot. And again, this time they'll put two backs back there, Shorter and Johnson. It's a toss to Shorter, left side. He's hit right at the line. Down hard he goes. Hit by that Yeoman defense, maybe a yard gain. It will be third down here and another big play for the Yeoman defense. 25-22, Yeoman lead it with a minute 47 to go in the third quarter. Newton with the football and a big third down play. Third down and 4 from the Eagle 42-yard line. Nearing the minute and a half mark of the third quarter. A wild first half, but it's been a lot of defense here in the second half. Two men wide right. One back behind Dean. He hands it off to Johnson. And a run across the 45 to the 46. Going to be a little bit short.
Going to be short.
And so a fourth and inches decision for Coach W.T. Johnston of the Newton Eagles.
Well, I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to go for it.
Fourth and less than a yard. The first down marker right on the 42-yard line. The ball of the 46. And the ball just across the 45 right now. As they will go for it on fourth down. Two men go wide left. Johnson, the lone running back behind Dean. He'll get it. And I don't think he got it. Well, he did.
The one on this side, no, he didn't. The one on the other side, he did.
Well, they had to get it out across the 46, and it looks like that's where they're going to spot the ball. And if he did, he just did get it. It is, that's going to be a first down. So the Eagles convert a fourth and inches and will move the chains with 33 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. They'll come to the line in a tight set with two backs. Dean takes the snap, rolls out right, pressured, and down he goes. And the sack back at around the 41-yard line. Can't tell if that was Randall Lane or Jonathan Riggs. Randall Lane, I believe. And a big loss back at the 41-yard line, as that will be the final play of the third quarter. We'll go to the fourth. Cameron Yeoman leading the Newton Eagles 25-22. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Is it time for scheduled maintenance on your car or truck? Stop by Stanley Lind Autoplex and have their expertly trained mechanics provide you with fantastic service on oil changes, tire rotations, brake replacement, and auto repairs. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 till noon. And right now, you can get an oil change for only $19.95 and $59.95 for diesel engines. Find fantastic service, brake selections, and great prices at Stanley Lind Autoplex on Highway 36 in Cameron.
Go to the fourth quarter here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Rob Reed, Coach Ed Colley, Joe Smitherman, and the rest of Yo Nation, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Newton Eagles 25-22. It's going to be a second down and long for the Eagles as they start the fourth quarter with the football. Randall Lane sacked just a moment ago at the end of the third as the Eagles facing a second down and 15 from their own 41-yard line. They'll send twin receivers out wide to the right side. And one back, that is Johnson behind Dean, the quarterback. He drops straight back, chased by Luna. Now chased by Lane. Flags are down. He's going to throw it. And it's incomplete along the far sideline, but there are two flags down on the play. As Dean rolled out to the right side and was immediately chased by Big Edgar Luna and Randall Lane. And that's going to set up we'll see what the call is here. And if it's incomplete, Coach, do you decline that?
Yes, sir.
Well, the officials are still talking it over. And it is a holding call against the Eagles. And the penalty, and a personal foul against the Yeoman, so they'll offset.
Oh, my goodness.
My.
Oh, you talk about... Well, they stepped off the holding, and now they're going to step off the personal foul.
Well, that's going to net the Eagles 5 yards. The holding penalty was 10, the personal foul 15. And it's with the personal foul carries a first down. So it's first and 10 for the Eagles from the 46-yard line. Coach Rhodes is livid over that call. I saw him throw his arms up when the flag was thrown.
My goodness, what a costly penalty.
First and 10 for the Eagles as they have the ball at their own 46 now. Far hash mark moving right to left toward the clock end zone.
Shorter comes in motion, a fake handoff to him, and right up the middle, flags fly. This is illegal procedure before the play, and it will back the Eagles up 5 yards.
Well, I'm glad because Mr. Dean had lots of daylight ahead of him. This is the play that I've been worrying about, is where they bring Shorter in motion, and then he either gives it to him going wide or he fakes it and him going up the middle, because they have spread our defense out, and they're looking for a crease, and they had one at that time.
Well, I do think that the old defense heard the whistles, though, so
I hope you're right.
There was nobody really even trying to go toward Dean on that play. They'll mark the 5 yards off, back to the 41, where it's first and 15 now for the Eagles. They will send trip receivers, well, twins wide to the right and a wing right. From the shotgun goes Dean with Johnson in the backfield. Dean dropping straight back. Looks like they're setting up a screen pass, giving chase. He will run it. He is sacked back at the 40, 39-yard line. Running him down, Samari Wright, Edgar Luna, and Jonathan Riggs. A loss of 2 yards to the 39, and it is third down, right? The down marker says second. I guess it is second.
Yes.
Yeah. The illegal procedure call kept it first down. Second down and 17 now from the Eagle 39-yard line. They need the Yo 44. As Seastrunk goes wide to the right along with Shorter. That is the wide side of the field. And now Shorter comes in motion to the near side, a fake handoff, and Dean will keep it. Bounces outside and can't get outside. Samari Wright on an ankle tackle at the 40-yard line. He'll get back up to the 41 for a gain of two. And it's third down and 15.
I am glad he made that tackle, because it was green grass for about 30 yards if we don't make that tackle. That was a great open field tackle.
And it's third and 15 now from the Eagle 41-yard line. Big down here for the O defense. Leading 25 to 22, 10:31 remaining in the ball game. The difference in this one, a 45-yard field goal by Michael Evon. And we have a timeout called. And who called it?
They did.
The Eagles use their first timeout of the second half. We'll take a quick 30-second break with them. It'll be third down and 15 for the Eagles when we come back. 25-22. Yeoman, you're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
This is Nathan Van Noord with Texas Land Bank. Are you thinking about buying a farm, ranch, or recreational place in the country? Do you want to purchase livestock or equipment for your farm? At Texas Land Bank, we can meet your needs. We specialize in developing loans to meet your needs, and you can trust Texas Land Bank. We've been lending money to Central Texans since 1917. You can reach us at 254-778-8111, 778-8111, or visit us online at texaslandbank.com. Texas Land Bank, we finance country living.
As we get back to play, the Eagles come to the line of scrimmage facing third down and 15 from their own 41-yard line. They will send one man wide to the right, twins to the near side, and Dean will go from the gun. Make that check that. He'll go under center with one back in the backfield. That's Johnson. Dropping straight back. Quick pass over the middle. Too tall. Intended for Seastrunk.
But he had a Cameron Yeoman right in his face, and that's the reason that pass went high.
And actually, Tyler Sapp, defending, had two hands on it, but it was also too tall for him, and it is fourth down and 15.
I'll tell you what, the young man that came up from the junior varsity who's been playing some defensive end, number 80, really did a great job that time of making that pass go high.
Weber's desires are to be a wide receiver, but he is so good at defensive end. The Yeoman are coming. And the punt is off and is almost blocked. It might have been blocked partially. It rolls down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. And that's where the Yeoman will have it.
They need to do something with it right here, right now.
10:13 remaining in the ball game. The Yeoman with a 3-point lead. A touchdown would make it a 2-possession game for the Yeoman. Winner of this one heads to Dallas or Arlington next Friday for the state championship game to kind of finish some unfinished business.
Well, if they don't score, they do need to move it down so that when Newton gets the football, they're deep and they're into the field.
Ball is at the Yo 38. Yeoman will send twin receivers to both sides. Jaywan Anderson is the running back in the backfield with Capriva. And Capriva dropping back, sets up, pumps once, and now goes deep downfield. He's got a man, Shelton. Shelton's there. He's got it. Inside the 25 and tackled at the 20-yard line, Colton Shelton. Shelton already has a big 40-yard touchdown catch to his credit.
That's 42 yards, whether it's a touchdown or not.
And the Yeomen have it first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Trip receivers go wide left. One man to the near side is Shelton. And Capriva will take the snap, and he'll hand off to Anderson this time, who runs into his own man in the backfield and is smothered for a four-yard loss.
Well, the reason he got ran into his back is because he was trying to pick up a stunning linebacker who had shoved him all the way into the backfield, and there was no chance.
Edgar Luna checks into the offensive line now. Who will he go in for? Haynes?
Yeah.
Haynes will check out. And it's second down and 14 from the 25-yard line for the Yeoman. They'll send trip receivers wide to the left. That's Sims, Christie, and Sheffield. Colton Shelton, wide to the right. Jaywan Anderson, the running back, flanked to the right of Capriva in the backfield. From the near hash mark, Capriva hands off to Anderson. Anderson is hit and buckled at the 27-yard line. A loss of another yard, and it's third and 15 for the Yeoman. The Yeoman need the 11. The ball is at the 26, and it's third down. The ball is between the hash marks, center of the field, 26-yard line. No wind to speak of.
Single safety, man for man across the bottom.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. And Capriva looking across the middle. Holds it and then throws it, and that was a little early contact, yeah. And here comes the flag.
Intended
for Shelton down around the 14-yard line, and the defender just got there too early, ran up into the back of Shelton, and that's going to be a defensive pass interference and a first down to the Yeoman. The catch wouldn't have made the first down. It would have been about 3 yards short, but the penalty will carry a first down.
Well, let's see.
Well, yeah, we don't know. We don't know, do we?
It may be a spot penalty.
But a pass interference is an automatic first down, right? First down.
Yeah.
Ball spotted. They don't mark that from the line of scrimmage. Why is it a spot penalty? At the 15-yard line. It is first and 10 for the Yeoman after the pass interference. Yeoman send trips to the far side. One man near side is Shelton. Capriva takes the snap. He's going to option, and he'll keep it, and he won't get back to the line of scrimmage.
That middle linebacker is tough. I'm telling you that right now. That young man has been all over the football field.
Anthony had not.
No. Corey Jenkins.
Well, had
not. Corey Jenkins, my goodness.
Well, 11 was in there, too. A loss of a yard, and it's second down and 11. Trips go wide left. Shelton alone near side. He's been the go-to guy. Two big catches so far tonight. And Capriva looking for Shelton again across the middle. He's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman.
I'm telling you.
16 yards on the catch at the goal line over the middle from Capriva to Shelton. His second touchdown catch of the night. And the Yeoman go up by two possessions, 31-22, the extra point coming up.
Well, two touchdowns tonight and two huge catches on that drive, boy.
And Capriva threw a perfect strike. And the Yeoman are up by 9, looking to make it 10 right here. Shelton to hold on the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point. Michael Yvonne. Here's the snap, the hold, and the kick is up, and it is good. And with 7:36 left in the game, the Yeoman extend their lead by 10. It is 32-22, Yeoman. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
As a single mom, it means a lot to me to have a strong banking relationship. With the cost of living as it is, I have to make the most of every dollar I make.
Every customer has different wants and needs. That's the basis of relationship banking. A strong bank is built on strong relationships.
It's good to know we've got a strong bank behind us.
Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Well, since the blocked punt for a touchdown by the Eagles, they have been shut out. The Yeomen have put together 24 unanswered points from that point and take the lead 32-22. The Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, a 7-play, 62-yard drive, a 42-yard Colton Shelton catch in that drive, a pass interference that really helped the Yeomen, and a 16-yard Shelton TD catch for the score. 7 plays, 62 yards. The extra point good, and the Yeomen extend their lead to 10, 32-22. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
Dangerfield leading Wall there in the fourth quarter, 29-22.
Can we just freeze everything right here?
Well, no. I'm going to tell you what. With the explosiveness that they have and the speed they have for Newton, this ball game is a long way from over.
Absolutely.
Until the Cameron Yeomen get that ball back in their hands.
Michael Yvonne to tee it up. And this will be a high short kick that's going to be fielded at the 18-yard line. Up the middle and down at the 31-yard line goes C.J. Myers. And that's where the Eagles will put it into play. 31-yard line. 7:31 remaining in the ball game.
Cameron Yeomen needs, if they're going to give ground, they need to give it up with clock running and not let them have a big play.
Seastrunk and Shorter come wide to the near side. Johnson in the backfield. And that is Maddox and Thomas shifting to the near side. And Johnson gets the ball over the weak side. That's the play that he ran 67 yards for and scored on. This time he gets about four.
That's the play they've been trying to set up. They set all the people to one side and go back to that backside, and Johnson's had a great day of running.
Well, he's gone 67, 13, and 4.
He's got
just the ones that I can remember on
that
same play. He's
got 130 yards on 14 carries.
Twins go wide right. Under center goes Dean with Johnson. And now strong side right, toss right side to Johnson. He's looking for a hole and cuts back upfield, finds a hole, breaks a tackle. And keeps his legs moving all the way up to the 47-yard line.
Boy, he runs hard. Jonathan Riggs, a little limp coming off. Looks like he's got a cramp.
11 yards on that run by Johnson. And it's first and 10 from the 47. The Yeomen up by 10 midway through the fourth. What an explosive Newton team this is. Seastrunk wide to the right. Dean tosses to Shorter. And Shorter is across midfield and down to the 46-yard line. A gain of 7 on a 1st and 10 at 2nd and 3.
The Newton Eagles are not going away. You better strap on your helmets because here they come.
Seastrunk wide to the right. Two backs, Johnson and Shorter. Quick snap. Shorter gets the toss right side. The Yeomen string him out and make the tackle after a short gain of a couple of yards down to the 44-yard line. It'll be third down and a yard for the Eagles.
Well, you can't be up there trying to stop them from making a first down and let them break a long one.
Absolutely not, because no, by no means is this not four-down territory for the Eagles. They
That's
will
correct.
Have two downs to get this yard. One man wide to the right is Seastrunk. Two backs in the backfield. And the handoff around the near side is Johnson. He's going to be dropped for a loss back at the 46-yard line.
Great defensive play by a man who would not be blocked.
That wasn't Johnson, though, guys. That was Jace Thomas, the sophomore, coming around on that end.
It didn't look like he had quite the speed of Johnson. And I think Weber was there to lead the charge defensively for the Omen then. And it's fourth down and three.
Here they come.
Yeah, here we go. Fourth and three. Seastrunk wide to the right. It is Johnson and Shorter in the backfield. And Dean will fake a toss, and they're going to go deep across the middle, in and out of the fingertips. Oh. Wide open was the receiver, and he just dropped it across the middle. Corey Jenkins will have nightmares about that one down at the 20. He probably could have run it into the end zone for the score.
I'll tell you somebody else. One of the Cameron safeties is saying, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, because he took his helmet off and realized he had just blown that coverage, and that man was getting ready to be gone for a touchdown.
But it was off his fingertips, and the Yeomen take over on downs at their 46-yard line. 32-22, 4:55 left in the game, and the Yeomen have the ball first and 10.
Need to eat up a lot of clock.
Twins go to both sides, and Io back in at running back. Yeomen have it at their own 46-yard line. And Capriva will hand off to DeNoe. He'll keep it. And spins and breaks a tackle across midfield, the 45. And down to the 41-yard line goes Jason Capriva. And a flag or two comes in late.
Oh, looky there. There's another one. That middle linebacker just took a cheap shot right in front of everybody.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. I mean, he talked about losing your cool. He lost it right there in front of everybody in the stadium, and the official standing 5 yards from him.
There may be more than one penalty here.
Yeah, there will be more than one penalty. There were two separate infractions there at the end of that play. The last one coming on their linebacker, who took a shot after the other flags had been thrown. Well,
why are the Yeomen backing up so much?
I don't know.
Here comes the call. Yeah, that's going to be offsetting penalties. Penalties offset. It was after the play, so the play stands. And it's going to be a first and 10 for the Yeomen at the 41-yard line. Ball is on the near hash mark for the Yeomen. 4:46 left in the game. The Yeomen lead at 32-22. Winner of this goes to Arlington next Friday for some unfinished business. Wide to the near side is Shelton. Trips go wide to the left side. That is the wide side of the field as the Yeomen march from left to right here in the fourth quarter.
And they're eating up as much of that play clock as they can.
Play clock under five now. Capriva will take the snap and hand off to DeNio. He dives across the 40 to the 39. That's a gain of a couple. But again, the Yeomen chewing up the clock. They have a two-possession lead.
It'll be interesting to see how long it goes before Newton decides to start using timeouts. I imagine it'll depend on whether or not the Cameron Yeomen get them a first down here.
Yeah, another first down would be huge. Sheffield wide to the far side of the field along with Sims. Sims with an 80-yard touchdown catch and run. Back in the first quarter, Twins come to the near side as well. Second down and 8 for the Yeomen from the Eagle 39-yard line. Capriva will hand off to DeNio again up the middle. DeNio spun down at about the 38-yard line. That's a short game. 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the ball game. DeNio gets to the 37.5-yard line. It's third down and 7 for the Yeomen. Play action pass here, Coach. You remember the play on McGregor?
I do.
Of course, it's not third and short.
Twins both sides for the Yeoman. Here we go. Third down and seven. Play clock will tick about 5 or 6 more seconds before the snap. It is down to 8. And Capriva will take the snap. Fake a handoff. He's going to throw. Lobbed one down the middle. Wide open. Jalen White. He's got it at the 5. Touchdown, Yeoman.
I'm telling you. Of course I'd call it right there.
Yeah. Heard you.
38 yards and a touchdown.
The Yeoman just took total control of this game over the Newton Eagles. 38-22 is our score with the extra point coming up, and the Yeoman can smell Arlington.
Wow.
How long a pass was that?
That was 38 yards.
38 yards. And the extra point, the Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up. Shelton to hold. As Michael Evon will boot it through. And with 2:46 left in the game, the Yeoman extend their lead. It is 39-22. Yeoman beating up on the Newton Eagles. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Milam Auto in Cameron, your CarQuest store, knows that many of us are now finding out that do-it-yourself means do-it-for-less. Relax. At CarQuest, they can help you be a thrifty do-it-yourselfer. They have more than 800,000 items available, plus the expertise to get you started. At Milam Auto, your CarQuest store, they've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it right and do it for less. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts at Milam Auto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
And welcome back. Your Don's Painting's Lottie scoring drive. Let's see. I didn't even mark where that drive started at. Anybody know? 8 plays. I know it went 8 plays, and it capped off by a 38-yard Jalen White touchdown catch. But I'm not sure how long it was. And with 2:46 left in the ballgame, the Yeoman are up 39-22.
It doesn't really make a whole lot of difference at this point.
No. 39-22 is our score. The Yeoman lead the Eagles. And the Eagle fans are shocked and are filing out of the stadium. Here's a high short kick by Evon. It's going to be fielded at the 26-yard line. And that is Dean, who fights his way up to the 37-yard line. 38 is where they'll mark it.
Well, he only had 7 Cameron Yeoman holding on to him when he went down.
And the Eagles have 2 timeouts, and they have 2 minutes and 40 seconds to work with, and they're down by 17. So it is a 3-possession game after the Michael Evon extra point. Twins go wide right. That is Shorter and Thomas. From the shotgun goes Dean. He'll take the snap and roll right. Wants to throw. Sets up across the middle. Off the fingertips of Shorter at around the 40-yard line. And it's 2nd and 10. Coach, they've had some opportunities to be successful in their passing game tonight, but it just hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. And they've shot themselves in the foot with all kinds of penalties. Cameron Yeoman have just hung in there and done what they had to do to win this football game against a team that, as far as I'm concerned, has much superior talent on it, but they're not playing like that tonight. And the Yeoman are.
Seastrunk wide to the left side. 2 tight ends and a 2 backs, and the handoff is going to be to Shorter. He is tripped up and stumbles back up to the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be 3rd down and 9. Give him a yard on that carry. With that, the clock continues to roll.
And they're not worried about taking timeouts because they see the eventuality is sitting there in front of them.
I guess the writing is on the wall. But it looks like, at this point anyway, the Yeoman may be headed back to Arlington. One man wide right. Dean from the gun, dropping straight back, looking across the middle. This one's way too tall, almost in the hands of Tyler Sapp, but Jalen White defending. Intended receiver was Corey Jenkins down around the 35-yard line, but he had no chance to catch that ball as it was overthrown, and it is fourth down and nine.
Well, I'm going to tell you, passing is not their strong suit. Throwing the ball off of play action is, and down 17 puts the Cameron Yeoman in great shape. And I'm going to let them kick this ball. I'm going to let them punt it within it without anybody back there. I'm playing fake all the way.
And that's what they're doing. Tyler Sapp stands around midfield. Here's the snap, and Shorter will punt it. And it'll just hit and bound because nobody's back to receive it. It hits at the 22 and rolls down inside the 10 and is going to roll dead at the 5-yard line. So very effective there. The Yeoman just need to hold on to the ball now.
That's all they need to do.
As the Eagles see the writing on the wall, the Yo fans are celebrating with a 17-point lead, possession of the ball, and a 1:44 left on the clock.
It's gone final in Waco tonight. Dangerfield advancing as they win 29-22.
Here we go.
Guess what?
The rematch we've all been waiting for. As Dangerfield advances to the state finals over Wall, the Yeoman are moments away from doing the same over Newton. The Yeoman have it first and 10 from their own 5-yard line. And a dose of Keaton Denio here with a 1:44 remaining. And actually, Capriva will keep it out across the 5 to the 6-yard line. And the clock is ticking, and Newton is content, I guess.
They are.
And have submitted to the Cameron Yeoman. As the clock rolls, 2-yard carry by Capriva. 39-22, the Yeoman lead it. Newton unable to score after a blocked punt for a score in the first quarter to take a 22-8 lead.
Wow.
Yeah. Trips wide to the right for the Yeoman. Capriva will hand off to Denial. Left side, Denial across the 10 and up to about the 12-yard where it's going to be third down and about 2. But we're under a minute to play. The clock is rolling, and Newton has basically conceded this game to the Yeoman.
Yo, cheerleaders holding up the sign. The Yeoman are headed to Jerry World.
The Yeoman have never been ranked number one all season long, but I contend all season long they have been number one. They're proving it tonight. Third down and 2, and the victory formation for the Yeoman as Dylan Raiola will take that snap and take a knee, and the clock is down inside of 10. And that's the final play of this one. The Cameron Yeoman are returning to the state championship game for only the third time in school history. It'll be a rematch with Dangerfield next Friday at noon. It's a 39-22 final here from Conroe. The Yeoman beat the Newton Eagles. We'll be back with our post-game show live from Wood Forest Bank Stadium in just a moment.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd, and Krebs, LLP. Never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
Standards Home Health and Hospice knows that it can be difficult to make the decisions to receive in-home health care for yourself or a loved one. But when home health or hospice care is needed, know that the caring nurses and staff of Standards Home Health will be there for you. From in-home consultations to hospice care, their goal is to provide personalized service with care from the heart. Make the call today to Standards Home Health and Hospice. 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
Everyone loves autumn, the bright, crisp days, football season. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC and save money for seasons to come. It's not winter yet, but you might as well be ready. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Financial Advisor. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call me at 697-6511 or stop by my office at 315 South Houston. Edward Jones, member SIP.
The weather is cooler and the holidays are upon us, so that can only mean one thing. It's high school football playoff time. Congratulations, Cameron Yeoman, on a great district season. Everyone at Ideal Poultry in Cameron wants to say good luck in the playoffs. They stand behind you and will be there to cheer you on. Ideal Poultry invites all Cameron Yeoman fans to follow the Yeoman too as they begin their journey to the state playoffs. Good luck, Yeoman, from everyone at Ideal Poultry.
Don't put off dental care any longer. Call on Dr. Sanley and his friendly professional staff at Benjamin Sanley's Dental Office in Cameron. They accept most major insurances, and Benjamin Sanley's Dental Office is now open on Fridays from 9 till noon. Located at 116 East 1st Street in Cameron. For an appointment, call 254-697-3118. Don't wait for tooth pain. Enjoy the benefits of a healthy smile by calling Benjamin Sanley's Dental Office today.
Just because my husband's out of town doesn't mean things aren't getting done around the yard. And with the John Deere from Sioux Falls Prater, it's like he never even left. See, I let my John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor do the heavy work from the comfort of my yellow seat. I work smarter, not harder. Plus, I can easily change attachments to switch between loading, digging, mowing, and more. At the end of the day, I'm left with a job well done and the house to myself. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere tractor that's right for you. Or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity. Integrity at prices you can't afford.
I know. The Cameron Yeoman have matched an all-time high for wins in a season with their 14th win of the year here tonight. Convincing form, especially in the second half against the Newton Eagles. 39-22, and Coach has a, rather Rob has a jubilant coach down the field.
Well, what our microphones didn't pick up was Coach Rick Rhodes shouting to the stands, "You are the best." Referring to Yo Nation, who was out in full force tonight.
Absolutely.
Coach,
absolutely.
Let's go back, and you're down 22-8 after the blocked punt, and take a look at the scoreboard. It was 22-8 then, and that was all that your defense allowed.
I know. I'm so proud of those guys. I'm telling you, because they had so much speed. Every time two or three or 25 touched the ball, you just hold your breath. You know, because either one of them could take you to the house. But the way we came out and play from that point on, I mean, I know this first time all year they've been shut out for a half. I know that this first time. I'm so proud of I'm proud of all of our kids. I'm so proud of all of them.
Offensively, you know, we talked this morning about how quick and speedy and talented their defense was, and you had several gut check moments tonight by your offense. Absolutely, the defense played well, but some gut check moments for your offense.
Absolutely. I mean, I knew coming into the game we had to make some plays, you know, our kids made some plays tonight. Jason threw some great balls. Our receivers came up with some big catches. I'm just so proud of my kids. I'm so proud of my kids right now.
All right. You got a little Gatorade on you at the end of the night here in celebration of another trip to the state championship.
I told my son, I told Jack, don't let him do it. Don't. Well, heck, I'm getting drinks. I went down, he's down on the other end of the field.
You got Dangerfield. They won tonight. So rematch, 29-22 is the final. Thoughts on going back and facing Dangerfield?
You know, it don't matter.
Yeah, it matters.
Yeah, I'm just happy to go back.
It matters.
Yeah, so. it's going to be a classic rematch against two good football teams. But I'm just, you know, I'm happy to go back, but, you know, we're not, that wasn't the goal this year, is to go back. The goal was to win it, and we're going to do everything we can to win it this time.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Enjoy it.
You bet. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll take a quick break here in our post-game show as Yo fans hang around in celebration of this big win over the Newton Eagles, 39-22. The Yeomen come into this, according to the Harris poll, 8-point underdogs. I think they showed the state what they're made of tonight. Back in 30 seconds with more on our post-game show. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Playoff Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a yeoman.
Is it time for scheduled maintenance on your car or truck? Stop by Stanley Lind Autoplex and have their expertly trained mechanics provide you with fantastic service on oil changes, tire rotations, brake replacement, and auto repairs. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 till noon. And right now, you can get an oil change for only $19.95 and $59.95 for diesel engines. Find fantastic service, great selections, and great prices at Stanley Lind Autoplex on Highway 36 in Cameron.
Welcome back to our post-game show. The Cameron Yeoman beat the Newton Eagles tonight, 39-22. And, Coach, let's take a look at some of the final numbers.
For the Cameron Yeoman, 11 first downs. For the Newton Eagles, 13. Cameron Yeoman, total offense, 270 yards. The Newton Eagles, 278 yards. Cameron Yeoman only rushed for 22 yards, while Newton rushed for 239 yards. But the Cameron Yeoman were 10 of 15 for 248 yards and four touchdowns, while Newton was 3 of 12 for 40 yards. The Cameron Yeoman had no fumbles, no interceptions. The Newton Eagles had one fumble. And then the big stat that really sunk the Newton Eagles is the penalties. They had 11 penalties for 100 yards. And as we mentioned earlier, not just necessarily the penalties, but when they had the penalties, they just killed themselves with some of those.
Yeah, namely that first one where they would have probably had a safety against the Yeoman, but a face mask on that tackle gave the Yeoman a first down out to the 21-yard line. Instead of a two-point conversion, the Yeoman had the ball, or two-point safety. The Yeoman had the ball back. They go down and score, convert a two-point play. That's a 10-point swing right there.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman, I displayed something tonight that all Cameron Yeoman teams have in the past, but it was very evident tonight, down 22-8 in the football game, and the defense shuts down that offense. I mean, it's an explosive offense. Shuts them down from that point on and goes and runs up 39 points. And that's amazing to me that this was a truly team effort.
The Yeoman win it 39-22 over the Newton Eagles and will head back to the state finals for only the third time in school history and the second time in 3 years, and will face Dangerfield in a rematch from 2010. And, Coach, the unfinished business phrase is looming and carrying some weight now.
Well, it is, but I understand exactly what Coach Rhodes was saying down there, that he doesn't care if it's Dangerfield or who it is that shows up.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in the state finals, and that's what they're going to do. But now that Dangerfield's there, it'll just be a little added incentive to go after that state title.
Obviously, the unfinished business phrase
is a state championship. Absolutely.
After losing such a heartbreaker in 2010. The Yeoman are headed back there. It's Jerry's World, Cowboy Stadium, next Friday at noon. A kickoff against Dangerfield in the state championship game of Class 2A Division 1. Back with more on our post-game show. We'll have highlights for you and more when the post-game show continues. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
This is Nathan Van Nord with Texas Land Bank. Are you thinking about buying a farm, ranch, or recreational place in the country? Do you want to purchase livestock or equipment for your farm? At Texas Land Bank, we can meet your needs. We specialize in developing loans to meet your needs, and you can trust Texas Land Bank. We've been lending money to Central Texans since 1917. You can reach us at 254-778-8111, 778-8111, or visit us online at texaslandbank.com. Texas Land Bank, we finance country living.
You feel it the minute you walk in our doors. You know you're in a friendly place, a place where people know their jobs and enjoy doing them. Everywhere you look, you see people helping people. Good service and a good attitude have a lot to do with each other. You can't have one if you don't have the other. A strong bank is built on strong relationships. Strong relationships are built on good service. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Montemotto and Cameron is your CarQuest store. They've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it yourself and do it for less. Montemotto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
When you want some help from a fellow car lover, it's all in one place. And roll on.
39-22, Cameron Yeoman win it over the Newton Eagles tonight and advance to the state championship next week to take on Dangerfield at high noon at Jerry's World at Cowboys Stadium. Welcome back into our post-game report. We've got the numbers. Interesting, Coach. I know, listening on my way up, 22 yards rushing for the Yeoman offense. But 39-22 win.
248 yards, four touchdowns through the air. They decided they were going to cover us man for man and occasionally put a safety back. And our receivers and our quarterback made them pay.
Didn't look good early as Yeoman trailed 22-8 in the first half. And let's take you through the highlights tonight as Newton got on the board first on a 67-yard run by Brandon Johnson. The two-point conversion was good, and Newton led the ball game 8-0. Yeoman would answer right back, though, and they strike big after a penalty on Newton. It was Jason Capriva hooking up with Aaron Sims on an 80-yard play.
Capriva looking far side, and he's got Sims, and Sims is breaking it. He's across the 50. He's to the 30. It's a footway to the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, two-point conversion was good. That would tie the game at 8 at that point. Newton would take an advantage when they took the lead on a 64-yard drive that went 5 plays, and it ended on a Dale Dean 11-yard touchdown run. And it would be a 14-8 ball game at that point, and then the Yeoman would go 3 and out. They would be forced to punt. And that punt was blocked, and the Eagles would recover it and run it into the end zone for a touchdown. They would lead 22-8 after a two-point conversion was good there. Yeoman answered right back, though, as they marched the ball 62 yards. A 16-yard Keaton Denio run is a big play on this drive, but it ends on a 40-yard touchdown pass, Jason Capriva to Colton Shelton.
As they jumped across the middle, Shelton's got it. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, let's see.
An offside penalty against Newton would give the Yeoman basically a free play, and they took advantage. The extra point was blocked, and that would leave the score at 22-14. The Yeo defense, though, began working it against Newton's offense as they forced the Eagles to turn it over on downs. And the Yeoman would tie the game on a 57-yard drive that went 11 plays and ended on this Jason Capriva 2-yard touchdown run. Only if you're behind the line of scrimmage. Three men wide left, one man to the right side. Ball is on the 2 after the penalty. Fourth and goal. Play clock down to 7. Capriva takes the snap, runs right, option play, keeps it into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. The Yeoman would go for 2. A 2-point conversion was good. This play, Capriva to Zach Feltz. Jason drops back, looks over, got a fade to Feltz. Got it. 2-point conversion is good, and we're all tied up at 22.
Yeoman defense would then get one of those takeaways. They had 42 of them coming into the ball game. They got number 43 with 20 seconds remaining in the first half as the Eagles fumbled the ball away. Jaylen White recovered it and returned it down the sideline to put the Yeoman into scoring position, and they would cap it on this 45-yard field goal by Michael Yvonne.
Final play of the first half, barring an offensive penalty. Here's the kick. It is long enough, and it is good.
That was a big one as the Yeoman would take a 25-22 lead into the locker room at halftime. Third quarter pretty much belonged to the defense on both sides as each team would not be able to effectively move the ball. Lots of punts and a turnover on downs. The Yeoman, though, would get back on the board up 25-22 with 10:22 to go in the game. Early fourth quarter, they go on a 62-yard drive that covered seven plays. A big pass play, 42-yarder from Capriva to Shelton, and then a pass interference call as he was going back to Shelton again down inside the 20-yard line. Pass interference play gave the Yeoman a fresh set of downs, and they would cash in. Capriva and Shelton hooked up again on this 16-yarder.
Trips go wide left. Shelton alone near side. He's been the go-to guy. Two big catches so far tonight. And Capriva looking for Shelton again across the middle. He's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman.
The extra point was good, and the Yeoman would lead it by 10 at that point. 32-22. Lots of time left, though. 7:31. Newton gets it back, and they start at their own 31-yard line. The Yeo defense came up big again as they held the Eagles on downs. And then the Yeoman strike again for an insurance score with 2:46 remaining in the ballgame. This touchdown pass, Capriva to Jaylen White.
Twins both sides for the Yeoman. Here we go. Third down and seven. Play clock will tick about five or six more seconds before the snap. It is down to eight. And Capriva will take the snap. Fake a handoff. He's going to throw. Lobs one down the middle. Wide open, Jaylen White. He's got it at the five. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Interesting because it followed the commentary from our discussion before that play, looking for a play action much like that play in McGregor when the Yeoman faced a third and short and went for it and got a late touchdown in that ball game. Coach Rick Rhodes does it again. The one thing I didn't talk to Coach Rhodes about in the post-game interview that I meant to talk to him about, and I'm sure we'll address it on Friday on his radio show before the state title game, but that was the decision to go for it on fourth down in the first half instead of taking a field goal. There was a penalty. He had another chance, Coach, to kick a field goal at that spot and stuck to his guns. The Yeoman end up scoring a touchdown. That was another big point in this football game.
Absolutely, and I'm going to tell you that the coaching tonight was quite evident on both sides, but I'm going to tell you that they did a magnificent job here tonight, and some of those play calls were excellent.
All right. Tonight's Standards Home Health and Hospice Most Valuable Player, Coach.
Well, we've got to share it. I'm going to go with Jason Capriva, who was 10 of 15, four touchdowns, 248 yards. But he can't do it without number eight, Colton Shelton, who has five catches, 104 yards for two touchdowns. So those are our players of the game.
All right. Jason Capriva and Colton Shelton are Standards Home Health and Hospice Most Valuable Players tonight. Standards Home Health and Hospice, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. 39-22, Yeoman win it, advanced to the state championship game, second time in 3 years. 39-22 is the final as the fifth meeting all time between the Cameron Yeoman and the Newton Eagles here tonight. And the Yeoman continue their dominance over Newton with a 39-22 win here tonight. And again, just to go to show you what that Yeo defense is made of, a lot of people around the communities were talking about the Yeo defense. Has Newton seen a defense like the Yeoman? We thought they hadn't. They hadn't.
No, they hadn't. But I'm going to tell you what. The explosiveness of the Newton Eagles was evident the whole ball game. Sometimes it was just a one ankle tackle or one arm tackle away from breaking into the wide open. but the Cameron Yeoman would bend and bend, but they never did break. After that 167-yard, that first one, touchdown, they were all over the field, and they were scrambling and played a great ball game.
All right, and once again, it's Cameron and Dangerfield for the second time in three seasons meeting up in the state championship next Friday afternoon, or at noon, at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. Want to say thanks to our sports team tonight, Dallas Reed, doing a magnificent job back at the ranch. Hard, Dallas, I know, to sit and listen instead of being here to witness this as a former yeoman yourself. Thank you so much for sticking in there and keeping us all in one piece producing the ball game. Also want to say thanks to Jerry Bethel for snapping the camera for KMIL.com. Our good friend Kelvin Kelm was also on the sideline with the camera tonight. We'll see some of Kelvin's pictures on the website Monday as well. Thanks to our account executives, Denise Tao, Sherry Smitherman, and all of our sponsors that make the broadcast possible. Join us next Friday, noon. We'll be on the air at 11:30 a.m. for the pregame show from Cowboys Stadium in Arlington for a state championship game. That concludes our coverage here tonight of Fighting Cameron Yeoman football. For Ed and Joe, I'm Rob Reed. Again, our final, it's the Cameron Yeoman over the Newton Eagles, 39-22. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of KMIL 105.1, The Ranch. God bless and good night.